All right, this is a makeup. I had a live speech I had to give Tuesday during our normal time, so we moved it to Monday, and some people missed it. So I said, all right, let's do a part two on Friday. And then I was chatting with Brian on the phone, and he said, yeah, man, I'll come and play. So that's what we can do, man. We can focus at that. When I announced that, a handful of people kind of threw up their websites and said they'd love to have Brian take a look at them. And I thought, well, geez, maybe we can – and I passed this idea by Brian. I said, what if we do like a – you know, 5 minutes for hot seats, just so everyone here can kind of get a peek, and we can do what groups are so valuable for, which is hearing what is being said, a hot seat that someone else is getting, and it's not about you. So you have actually an even better opportunity to sort of remove the ego about it and just kind of take in the info and say, wow, where can that apply to me? Where can I use what's being said there? Hey, Tui, are you on a ship?
At a hotel at the Paris airport.
Oh, very nice. Good. Nice.
Got off today. And I fly home tomorrow.
Hello. Australia calling.
Australia. Well, Matt Hall's here?
Hi.
Matt, hi. Wow. Hello. These guys in Australia are up at like, what, 2 or 3 in the morning? See?
Yeah,
we're touching midnight.
It's midnight. We're just driving back from a gig, so we're so we don't know how good the reception's going to be. We may drop out, but we thought at least we could say hello.
Wow, we're getting to see the lost members, man. Good to see you guys. Well, cool. If it gets funky, turn off the video, and the audio sometimes can carry through a little
better.
Yeah. Good for you guys. All right, cool. Well, let's dig in. Brian, how you doing? You feeling all right? Yeah, right. Can we hear you? Let's see if you're muted.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. How about you?
All right, man.
Ah, there it is.
Yeah. There's the legend.
Nick, I'm Albuquerque on the phone.
Who was it on the phone?
Tom Shook.
Hey, good, Tom. Glad you're here, man. Very cool. All right.
Yeah.
Very good. Let me bring up the post that we had originally put up, and we'll kind of grab some of these websites in order. I wonder what would be best for Brian to do. Would you rather like just me share a screen, Brian, or do you want the links of some of the websites we're going to look at and talk about them?
I can just browse over to them as we go if that's easier.
No, it's easy for me to share a screen. Let me do that, and if it doesn't work out, I'll just feed them to you and you can do them. But yeah, let's just look at some of these. I'll just take them in order that people posted them. Yeah. All right, and everybody, I'm just going to ask you all to make sure you put on your big boy and girl clothes. We're not attacking anybody here. We're looking just for constructive criticism, and if something gets said, know that it's coming from a place of heart and a place of helping you get what you came here for. And it's really an awesome opportunity that Brian joined us for a while. So cool, man. So this is Patrick. Is he here with us? No, I don't know. Maybe he's not.
No, I think he's working again.
Cool. All right. Well, let's just dig in. Actually, I'm gonna give Brian. Do you have your chat up, Brian? Could you see the links here in the chat?
Where do I click for chat?
If you hover down at the bottom, it should say chat.
Okay, got it.
I'm gonna throw a message in there to you. Boom, you can click on that one and go see it. And that way we can just kind of look at it. I think you may want to scroll around more on your own as I think about it.
Okay. Boom.
All right.
You got one coming up for you? I picture Brian just surrounded by like a grid of six screens. Is that what's going on?
I got three.
Okay, three. Yeah, I picture you like at some control center here.
The mastermind in the web.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm seeing, yeah. Nothing's coming up. My web's... It's like Zoom is taking over my computer, and so I can't The website is behind the Zoom screen.
Oh, let me, I'll stop sharing that. You know what I'll do? I'll stop sharing, and what we'll do is, let me turn that off, see if it helps. And what we can do is just, I'll just put the one that we're looking at into the chat room so people can grab it. Hey, Jim, good to see you, man.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, Bree, what's going on?
Not much.
Cool. Did that help, Brian? Are you able to see the website now?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I can see it now.
You could also, Barry, make the screen share and allow him to control your mouse and your PC.
Oh, that's a good idea. Maybe I should try that. Let me try that, Brian. Let's try that. I'm going to share this. And then...
You share your screen?
Yeah, and then I do participate.
Go to the top, to options on the top.
Yeah, let me see something. I thought I can do it here. Can I do it, Brian Moore? Make host, allow record, spotlight. That's the way. Ah, it's fun.
Barry, you need some guidance?
Yeah, I've done this, but I've always had people request control.
Okay, can't you go to the top? Like, there must be an option button, like a small arrow with a drop-down menu.
Yeah, I think what Brian needs to do, Brian, I think if you go onto your thing, does it say remote control at the bottom there? Downward chat, is there a room of selections? It's a, you can request control. Ah, give mouse control. Here it is. I just found it. I'm going to give it to you. This will be great if you could cruise through these things here, Brian. Let me do that. Is there a thing pop up and said, do you want to control the screen?
Yeah.
Cool. There you go. I think you're driving now.
Okay.
Point for Renee. Nice.
Okay, is his head supposed to be chopped off at the top?
I don't know. He's not here, so what I would do is just kind of run through and give your thoughts on it. It'd be great.
I was asking her already about it, and it's supposed to be like that. He wanted to have it mysterious, and he didn't like the lighting on his face at that moment. So he decided to go with that one, but he rethought the idea and wants to put it on a new picture.
Oh, awesome. Very cool.
Huh. Okay. I can, well, it's just a splash page, so I'm sure it's fine. But, okay. We kind of need to decide, am I coming here because I got, what was his name? Gregory?
Patrick.
Patrick, okay. Well, I came here because I got Patrick's business card, or I got it from a friend gave it to me. Or am I coming here clicking off of a lead generation ad and coming to this website? So we kind of have to establish what's going to be the most service to Patrick for me to what situation is most likely. I mean, for example, if I'm clicking an ad that says, you know, hire a magician for your next event, and I come to this website, I'm not that struck by it. I mean, it is mysterious enough. I don't know. It's tough to say. I mean, ultimately, you just have to split test it. But this, other than the experience of luxury of awe, which is pretty kind of fluffy and vague, I don't know. I really like this, actually. I mean, I really think it's, and I even think it's effective. But as far as hard-hitting direct response advertising, if I come to this website and you want to capture me as a lead, otherwise you're just clicking away your traffic.
Sure. It's not that kind of site for sure.
Yeah, so...
If you go down and there's some copy there, maybe we can just take a look at kind of what some of the words, what you think about that stuff. I think that would be probably helpful for everybody.
Okay, yeah. Okay, this is a great picture. Testimonial, it's always good. Logos, that's great. That. Work with experience, satisfaction.
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to mute everybody. Wow, there's something really loud going on. Let me mute it. Let me mute everybody for a second, except for Brian. Yes. Unmute. Okay, Brian. There you go.
That noise might be me. I hope not.
We'll find out in a second. Sounds good now.
Okay. I wouldn't put these in all caps. All caps is just boom. It makes it harder to read too. Plus the spacing, they're all kind of squished, you know, together. So it's a small thing though.
Yeah.
Those are great. For over 20 years, the Great Leaders helped memorable company events all over. That's great. I love that copy. So, well, that's an incredible legends. Moments of comedy, credit customizers. Yeah, it's really good copy, but think about this. If I take his name out and I put Barry's name in, of course, Barry's not a sleight of hand artist, but if I take his name out and put Barry's name in, there's nothing special going on. Okay? You see what I'm saying? You can easily just erase his name and put my name there. So, although it's good copy and it's effective, I'm just saying there's really nothing that separates him from the mass of other magicians that are out there by stating this sentence.
Interesting.
Call to chat. Great. Only recommendation would be as simple as it sounds. Put some hours up there.
Oh, interesting.
Huh. You know, I mean, yeah, just a very small thing. Just to put it in parentheses. You know, if there's certain hours you're available and certain hours you're not.
Sorry about that.
In the chat, somebody said you want to do something more personalized in this paragraph. Yeah, personalized or unique to the performer. Yes. So not personalized, you know, to the reader, but personalized to the performer. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right, cool. I think we're hitting our limit on this. Yeah, we can scan down real quick, though, and just finish that. Wow, ton of social proof there, man. That's really cool.
Yeah, great, great testimonials. Great. Oh, awesome. We've got video recognitions. This is really good. Again, all caps. It's just screaming at me. And look at all everything on here is all caps except for these little.
right.
So I would just do initial caps. Capitalize the first letter.
Yep.
The first letter of significant words, like the word the and to, I'd probably just leave lowercase.
Right, we can get those out, yeah.
Okay. Oops, I wanted to see that copy there. Again, it's good. It's good copy and it works. But again, I could pull your name out and I could put somebody else's name in there and nobody would, you know, there's just nothing that's telling me why you are so unique and special. You got great pictures though that kind of do that. So the pictures are saying, look at everybody's happy, everybody's enjoying this, testimonials up the wazoo. So you're doing a lot of things right.
Yeah, just, a lot going on.
Really, really good stuff. Look at all the pictures. This is just great. Social proof, testimonials. Oh, look, my eye just got relief because you didn't put all these in caps.
Yeah.
So, yeah, great job. Otherwise,
Cool, man. Good. Hey, let me grab the mouse for 1 second here, and I'm going to bring up another one we're going to go into. It's awesome. Really good. Where did I go for that?
So, from looking at that website, the takeaway would be you guys, you really need to figure out what is so special about you versus the competition. And then you don't have to ram it home unless it's a really significant thing that separates you. Like, you know, you're going to be strapped to a rocket ship and shot into space and you have to. You know, that would be pretty cool.
We could still stick somebody's else's name on that. They'd have to, you know, agree to it. But yeah, all right, cool. Hey, this is Bree. I'm gonna make whoever we're talking to live. But Patrick wasn't here, so let me just make Bree live. Hey, Bree, can you unmute yourself? It'd be easier for you, I think.
Yeah.
Cool. There you go. Okay. Cool, Brian. You got this one. You can grab the mouse back and drive around. We're going to a completely different world now. Bree focuses kind of, you know, younger audiences. So,
okay. Yeah. So who is this a birthday party event? What is this about? Cause I'm not, I can't tell.
Okay. Yeah. Children's birthday parties. And I do library shows, but this website is specifically for the kids' birthday parties.
Okay. So,
again, so here, either from my card or a search.
Okay. All right. So, what does your lead generation ad say that gets me to click on to your website?
Good question.
I don't have ads.
Okay. So, how are they getting your web address then again?
I'm on Yelp, but I haven't invested in ads yet. It's all word of mouth.
Okay, that's wonderful.
And business cards and, yeah, people who see you already at libraries or parties, yeah.
So if I've come to this website, it's because I heard about it from a friend who heard about it from a friend, or my son or daughter came home from a party and said, oh, my gosh, she was so fun.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, it's good to have a frame of reference for that. Where the traffic's coming from.
Are these supposed to be automated, Bree? Are they supposed to be cruising themselves? They don't seem to be. Let me read it.
Yeah, they just cycle through.
Okay. It seems like it stopped after it did it one time. Maybe. Yeah. Okay, there they are. Okay. Yeah, maybe it happened when I had it loaded on my other screen before I moved it over.
So I listened to the thing with Brian and tried to apply a lot of what he was saying. So a lot of this copy is brand new.
Awesome.
With the questions.
So there. She listened to your interview, Brian, that we did a couple years ago, and she applied some of that. So this is, she's getting to meet you right here on the tail end. The ink is still wet on the internet of version 2 here. So.
Okay. Gotcha.
And this is interesting, Bree. It gets to this one and then it stops. I don't know if there's something in the plugin or if you want to play with that so they keep circulating, but I think if somebody gets a phone call, they'd come on here and that would be the only one they'd see.
Okay, I'm going to make a note.
Yep. Yeah, you want to make sure that's rotating through because that's very, very powerful.
Yeah, it's great. And you have great, you know, and my favorite one is your first one. You know, I really loved this one. I just thought it was simple. I could read it if I'm on a phone, if I'm, you know, it's kind of, yeah. But I have to read the page for it to start.
Great pictures, great testimonials. I love how the pictures are just showing this wonderful variety and happy, super fun, charming, you know, just great. It's great stuff. And then you've got the testimonials zooming by, which is really awesome too. Cool. All right.
You can control it, Brian. If you want to scroll around the page, you can drive. Huh. Is it working for you still? Yeah, cool.
Whoa, a little too far there. Are you entertaining a large group of kids ages 4 to 6? That's perfect. You're calling out exactly who you want to call out. I love that. And I'm assuming you've done hundreds of these shows and you know that, hey, ages 4 to 6 is the right.
Yeah.
Not 3 to 7. That's excellent. Are you overwhelmed with birthday party entertainment options? Okay, baby, are you worried about finding a reliable and professional show? Well, okay, again, let's consider the mindset of the prospect. They've heard about you, been told about you by someone they trust more than likely.
Uh-huh. So
I would say that these work in this situation. I don't know if it, unless, well, bottom line is this is great for who the audience is that's coming to the website. But let me just say, if you were to start to send paid traffic, you know, pay-per-click or Google AdWords or what have you, I would probably change this copy.
Okay. So it's not clear enough what I'm doing.
It's not that. It's just that a lot of people, when I was doing kid shows, they didn't know there were birthday party entertainment options. They didn't know that they could get a show. You know, maybe I'm too old.
I feel like a lot of my competition are these giant companies where they have millions of princesses and face painters and balloon twisters, and I only offer one thing, which is my show, followed by balloon twisting, maybe.
Okay.
So my thing's just really simple, high quality.
Awesome. Well, given who the prospect is coming to this website, I think these are great. It's just all I'm trying to say is that paid traffic, this would have to be rewritten.
What do you suggest for that?
Well, it depends on what the lead generation ad says.
Oh, but okay.
I would assume the lead generation ad would go for targeting this group. So it would say, you know, got a birthday party for your kid who's 4 to 6? Or something. You know, the lead gen would target that 4 to 6 age range. And then, again, it might just be me. I've been out of the birthday party business for a while, but when I was marketing this, a magic show by a professional entertainer, or what you do by a professional entertainer, it was just not well known that that's a possibility.
Yeah, I live in the San Francisco Bay Area. Everybody,
okay.
I feel like everybody knows, and there's a bazillion things to hire.
I got you.
And I guess my other competition would be like Bouncy House or doing your party in a trampoline gymnasium.
Yeah.
That's great. I get you. Okay. This is good. This is really good copy. I really like this. Self-contained. You're answering a lot of questions that they're going to have, which means, and you're turning it into a benefit, which is great.
That's great.
Talk about show for weeks. Yeah, there's very little here I would change or tweak.
A lot of benefits.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
And there's one thing you can't copy from Pinterest. Oh, that's so good. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, so I decided my target was these like really classy moms who are into lifestyle parties. Yeah. I go to a lot of really nice houses.
Yeah, that's for sure. I would think so.
Yeah, you got a lot of great wording there, Bree.
Cool. Okay, good. I took everything condensed from the last 2 weeks into that one paragraph.
Nice.
Let me ask you something. Are you doing equal the number of boy shows versus girl shows?
Yeah, I was thinking about trying to target girls, but I actually do equal. Yeah, I'll probably go through and do like actual number crunching to see, but it's pretty even. I'm pretty well received by both genders.
Okay.
Especially when they're 4 to 6, like they don't seem to care.
Yeah, I would think so. But you've got to put yourself in the parent's shoes. And if I have a son that's turning 5, I come here and I see all this pink and yellow. And I'm kind of going, I don't think Bobby will go for this. You know what I mean?
And that's okay, because my unique selling thing is I am a girl, and there's not very many girl entertainers doing what I do in my area.
Well, if that's the case, again, you've got to do, obviously, you got to really track this or go through your records. I would literally go through your records and tally boy, 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 girl, boy, girl,
okay.
Girl, show, and get a mathematical number behind it.
Okay.
And if you're doing a third or more are boy shows, then I wouldn't change anything. But if you do it, or I don't know, how am I saying? Well, I'll let you figure it out.
Yeah. If it's overwhelmingly girls, just change the marketing.
Then, yeah, just go for girls. Might as well. I think you get a better response, actually. I would think you would get more results by saying, ta-da, I'm for girls' parties, ages 4 to 6. That's talking about a niche, man. That's crazy. Targeting marketing.
Yeah. I also refuse to do princess parties. So I think that makes me more specific, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I can't propagate that princess thing.
I can't do that. You're awesome, Bree. That's so fun. I love that.
Now, why can't I can't seem to scroll down.
Oh, let me see if it's still on the page here. How's that? You got that now? Perfect. Oh,
there we go. That would be my only suggestion.
Cool.
At this point is put some video. Video and testimonial. Oh, here's some links up here, though. Is there video?
Yeah, in the gallery. And there's a really short, cute video that I could put on the homepage.
I would.
Short, cute video on the homepage is, boy, that sounds just like gold. Cruise up a little bit, Brian. Where would you put that on a homepage like this? If she's using this for a slider for testimonials and photos, right underneath that or under the first set of copy, what would you do there?
Let's see.
You know, another idea is to split that column too, where you have, are you entertaining a large group? That's probably, you know, at least 5 times as big as it needs to be, a video writer left of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it might even be really powerful to have you ask these questions on video.
Oof.
First a headshot of you start asking the questions. Hi, I'm Bree. And are you entertained? And then it fades to, live shots of you at birthday parties in living
room. Okay, cool.
So it's kind of your voice only coming through.
Oh, and the B-roll is you actually doing your stuff under. Yeah, that's great. I love the B-roll being the cute video you're talking about.
And
you ask, hey, and Brian, we found a website that we couldn't just pop your name right into. Good job.
Yeah. Excellent work. Seriously, there's really a lot of good things going on here. And, nice. And when you're ready to take that step to like Facebook advertising, which I think, oh my gosh, I wish I would have had Facebook advertising when I was performing. You can target the prospect down to almost how many teeth are in their head. I mean, it's unbelievable. I'm exaggerating slightly.
No, that's hilarious. And yeah, to be able to find the high income zip codes in the Bay Area within 5 miles of those high income zip codes and do an ad and just test that page, have that page be, twice your price. They don't want to pay a low rates for birthday parties in those areas. They want to buy the BMWs of birthday parties.
That's right.
Good stuff. And we're going to do a module about Facebook advertising. We're adding that in this year. So good stuff, man. Awesome, Bree.
Great. Thank you for the feedback.
Yeah, that's great. Let me bring over who was next in line here and run through these.
All right. Illusionist David Garrity, clean comedy and magic for corporate events, gala banquets, annual meetings, and networking receptions.
And he only works for small girls as well. But no, that's fine. Go ahead.
That sounds, that's very targeted. I like that. You're just saying, here's what I do and here's what I do it for. I love that. that's some really effective copy there.
Then, maybe you unmuted, David, if you want to add anything, Jim, feel free to jump in.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, illusionist, there's an illusion there in the background. Not sure what this business is, but that's okay. Can I click play? Maybe we shouldn't do that right now.
It's all right, you can have it running in the background if you want while you're talking, but yeah.
Well, we...
Is there audio on this? I'm not thinking. Oh, yeah, yeah, I have it just turned down. So yeah. How do you feel about a video like this on a page? You know, it's not a direct response site, Brian, clearly, but it's, giving a vision and a picture of the opportunity that clients who come here could have. What do you think about having it front and center like this?
How are they finding out about this website? What's their frame of mind, you know, when they come? Is this a pay-per-click?
Typically for this one, it's an organic search. I actually do have a bunch of landing pages that are targeted more to some of the pay-per-click stuff that the copy is different, a little bit different on, and kind of continues the conversation that the keywords tie into. So.
Okay. All right. So, I would think as long as your pay-per-click ad is targeting people who want this up here, who want what you're saying, clean comedy and magic for corporate events, blah, 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 blah. If assuming that's who you're getting to the site, I think it's okay to have this video here. I really do.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
All right. Seekers bringing a guest to you. I feel energized. That's good copy. That's great stuff, David.
Man, people are either better writers or you're being too kind, Brian. It's funny, man. The writing's great, yeah.
It's good, but again, we're starting to run into, can I plug my name in there?
Yeah, I'm looking forward if we find an example. I mean, Bree was definitely an example of that. It was very branded to her. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see as we progress in this, if we can find more who couldn't. That's a confusing piece for me, actually.
Let's see. I don't know. If I came here from a pay-per-click, I don't know. I'm nodding my head yes. I think this copy is okay, but let me just say, if something, you got to know this, that the internet is, I don't want to go on a big diatribe in the middle of your 5 minutes, but the internet is the only medium with which to advertise and promote, where people are constantly being invited to be distracted. Okay, a message bar pops up. Oh, new Facebook post. Oh, really? What Bobby said? You're just constantly being tempted to be distracted from what you go online to check your email, and freaking 50 minutes later you go, what am I doing? You're off looking at some popcorn on one website. You're looking at pizzas for tonight's dinner on the, and it's just like, wait a second. I was supposed to be a 5-minute task of me checking my email, but you got distracted. So, if I come to your website and I get distracted, you lose, man. You lose. And so, this catches my attention, and this starts to suck me in, the video. This tells me I'm in the right place, and you possibly might be the right person for me. Okay. But when I get to this copy, okay, it does say why David, which I kind of like. Are you struggling? lots of questions. What if I answer one of these questions no? What if I answer one of these questions no, and I get distracted by a Facebook chime, and my cell phone goes off with 20 texts? You see what I'm saying? Mm. So it's a hard thing to take care of, and people are going to be distracted. I mean, we have no choice about that. Why not a video of you that's playable, kind of saying this stuff? I don't know. I don't know that would be much better than the copy. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, sound great.
Okay. Okay, so here's a little bit of credibility. I mean, if you've been doing it that long, that's...
You know, one thing, Brian, we didn't listen to the audio of that video. David, is there a voiceover in there telling some of this in a story in the video?
I chat a little bit during it, just introducing myself. And
gotcha, I saw that at the beginning, yeah.
I perform and stuff, but there's no other voiceover on it yet.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Ooh, you can go into Vimeo, too, and tell it to not show other videos at the end.
Yeah, I got to look at that. I thought it was set that way, actually.
Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah.
Good. I'm glad you brought that up. I wondered if those were click-away videos.
Usually it shows other videos by you, so I don't know when that might have changed, but I'll go in and make a note to check those.
On the embed settings, there's a thing at the bottom that says at the end of the video, and you just hit do nothing.
Yeah.
I have that set as a default on mine, but yeah.
All right. I'll double check those.
The other thing I would do here with this copy as it is I think I'd bust it up. So maybe make, well, you can't really do that because that's kind of a continuation of the thought. I don't know. Yeah, okay. You could definitely start a new paragraph here.
And perhaps, yeah.
Yeah. And then maybe I would indent. Because this is really hard to read, David. This is why I'm talking about this.
Yeah.
It's a big block, intimidating, boom. And the font is blocky, too. So I would probably shift to a Times Roman.
Good catch, man. You know, it's funny, Brian, when you started writing copy, you know, back in the late 20s. No, I'm kidding. But whenever you started writing copy, long copy was a thing. And now we just look at this three paragraphs, you know, which would have been short copy back in your day, and this is considered long nowadays. Mm. And there's some graphical elements that are making this feel bigger too, the boldness of the characters. Yeah, good point.
Yeah. Same with these little blocks. I would say you gotta keep the paragraphs this long at most. So this is four lines high.
Okay.
So go ahead and break this up again. It's easy to spot. But see, even here, these four lines and these four lines start to look like a giant, intimidating block of words to read. So I'm not sure if changing this to a Georgia or a Times New Roman font is going to help. Just try it and see what it looks like to your eye, if it looks easier to read or harder to read.
Okay.
It would look easier, but I don't know. I love these pictures. I can't really tell what's happening over here. I see fire and sunglasses, which I don't see how they mix, but anyway, it's cool.
Actually, it used to be an opening bit that I was doing, but actually I need to change that because I don't do that in the show anymore.
Okay. I love the pictures going by. It tells us you're for real. It tells us you're a serious entertainer. I mean, look at all these situations you're performing in, and it's just really, really good stuff. Oh, that's fun, you know. Oh, I could just see Joe in that sawhorse thing. You know, if I'm a prospect, those are thinking stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, good. Okay.
That's great. Okay.
Sweet. So is that where you at towards the bottom? You're about halfway. You want to do a quick scan down to the bottom of that one just so we finish
Okay.
Do those scroll? Yeah, those do those corporate logos scroll right and left? I see arrows.
Yeah, you got to touch them, though. I need to make it so they
gotcha.
Go by themselves.
Okay, yeah. It's set that you have to hover over
it. Yeah, please do.
Yeah, that'd be a great banner just to be have rolling without me spraying. Yeah. Cool. Okay, and then you got the, what is this? You can wait to hear now or click the live call.
Yeah, it's a time trade to schedule a phone
gotcha.
Call time.
Very good.
Oh, cool. All
right. And it's usually set up for times I'm not going to be out in the field.
Yeah, so. Good.
There's something about this, you know, I like adding some level of scarcity and get them off their butt and take action, you know. But there's something striking me as very insincere about this. If you're going to do this kind of thing, there has to be, well, for it to work effectively, to motivate me, you've just got to give me some reason why, I guess is what I'm looking for. Illusionist David Garrity's dates book quickly. Okay, I get rid of the exclamation point, and I would say he's often booked 3 and 4 months in advance. So look into your future, if your event, you know, I don't know, just some sort of reason why, you know, people are, I have a waiting list, or I don't know. It just seems so disingenuous to just have this blurt out of the blue. Illusion of David Garrity's dates book quickly. And who's the third person talking here too, by the way? All this copy, I don't know. Yeah, it's all third person, so you're fine, I guess. I don't know if I would do it in third person, personally. I would think of doing it in first person would be more effective, but that would be something you'd want to test, I would think. This sounds like some radio announcer would say this. This one-man illusion show is excellent for smaller events. Meetings, banquets, you know, it's not coming from you. I would rather the copy be written from your voice.
So the landing pages are written in the first
person. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I gotta remember the context with which people are coming here.
This is usually the one where if you search Google for an entertainer, this is the main page that shows up, and but the other ones are a little more targeted.
Yeah, I think you can get away with what you have here, but this just struck me as very disingenuous, because there's no reason why, other than my show is so good, I guess.
if you put a certain amount of time between, when you mentioned like 2 to 3 months ahead of time, my worry would be that somebody who has an event. 6 weeks from now goes,
Right. That popped into my head too. But that can be dealt with in the copy.
Sure. Often books, you know, even a small right. disclaimer on that. Yeah.
Modifier.
Modifier. Thank you.
What are these? Are these just keywords you're trying to take advantage of?
Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to get some of the, that should actually just be put into the copy up in the site. It didn't.
Yeah. That kind of stuff used to work for Google. Now it pisses them off more if it's relevant to stuff around.
Plus, I've got landing pages for a lot of these already, so that probably isn't necessary anyway.
So how do you plan on utilizing them up in the copy? I'm not seeing that.
I got to see if I can incorporate them into the either into the main block copy up there or into some of the show descriptions.
Okay. Barry, maybe you know what happens if he makes the lettering white.
Yeah, that's death.
They don't like that anymore.
They don't. I didn't have any idea. So
yeah, that's your other world, man. I know you write stuff and then hand it to people who do that stuff, but yeah, that's, oh my gosh, that's You'll never be. They used to work.
You used to be able to like control A to select all and text to people's websites. You'd find all this stuff in the same color hidden behind the.
They won't even let you use Google as a search engine now if you do that. It's fantastic. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. No,
it's not that bad, but yeah, it's close. Good.
Laura, was that helpful, David?
Yeah, no, that's very helpful. Thank you. I appreciate it, Brian. Thanks for the time.
Yeah,
my pleasure. You have a little chat about the event down here. You have a, is this open and available at times?
Right now it's open all the time because it's the free version of it, but because I wanted to test it and see if anybody would even take advantage of it. But
yeah,
I just tried to, that just went under the website like this week. So tend to testing it out to see if anybody uses it.
Has anybody used it?
Not in the last couple of days. No, since it went up.
Yeah. You just put it on. Yeah.
Okay.
Let me check now something here. We got,
Have you driven much traffic in the last couple of days?
It's been all right. This page tends to get less just because it's organic search. The landing pages pick up more because they're targeted more to the pay-per-click stuff. So,
okay. Well, I could probably be more helpful and serve you better if we looked at the landing page.
Let's move it down.
You want to move along.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't mean right now, but
yeah, we're still hanging around at the end. But cool. All right. Good.
Those landing pages—they should be pretty hard-hitting and push to get the lead captured.
Yeah, let's take that advice from Brian though. If you guys have a dedicated landing page that you're sending either from a campaign. I mean, we do a lot of work in that when we have a direct client when we're in a funnel, but they're not quite. They're not quite what we're putting up here. This is a good, let's move on. This is Robert. He's a Swedish. He does, I won't tell you what, but I will just tell you he's Sweden and a lot of this copy may be translated from Swedish. So.
Yes, hello.
Hey, there he is.
All right, Brian, tear into me.
Oh my gosh. You don't know the man. He's a.
Now, I want to hear what's wrong.
Okay. Well, I will take care of that. No problem. I like it. What I'm seeing so far. It's a little quick. Maybe I'm just a slow reader, but this is great. Of course, the speed wouldn't matter on the logos. So that's great. A good character shot. So I'm getting to know you. Yeah, this is all caps. I wouldn't do it in all caps.
Oh, wait. Am I seeing where you're at? Where were you at? Were you scanning somewhere? I didn't see that.
No, I'm at the top.
Gotcha. Okay, great.
Screen sliding by.
Gotcha. Perfect.
Okay, so the testimonials, you need just make them a normal font. Does that make sense, Robert?
Yes, not all caps. And
Yes. Even though technically you're using all caps, but you're using small caps, so it's called, that's what it's called. It's initial word is the initial letter. Anyway, let's go on.
Initial caps.
Okay, I'm not. Oh, there we go. Okay, I got control. Okay, that's nice. You're looking for something different for your event, something you and your guests will talk about and remember for years. Robert Ace offers this and more. He does magic, but he's not a typical magician. He does comedy, but he's not a typical comedian. He is a pickpocket.
He steals stuff from people.
Awesome. But not a typical pickpocket either, because he returns everything he steals in the crowd.
Unlike the guy in the train station.
Guaranteed the funniest crime you've ever seen on stage. That's a great line.
Yeah.
This should be your slogan.
Thank you.
Spelled guaranteed correctly, but other than that, that should be your slogan right there, Robert. That's killer.
Fun slogan.
Seriously, that's a great line. Excellent.
Thank you very much.
I bet you guaranteed is spelled perfectly in Swinglish, right?
Find out for yourself what other people say by me clicking here. you guess will thank you. Okay. My only hesitation here is if I click here, okay, I'll just click on it and see what it does.
Yeah, it takes you to a page with a lot of video references, but in English I only have 3. In Swedish it's 20.
Mm. Okay, great. And why are you trying to target English?
So I'm going to get more international gigs in the future, so I'm building to it.
Okay. I wouldn't be afraid to mix them. I think you could effectively, you may have to change the first frame on each testimonial make that first frame say Colin Baker, Swedish Airport Incorporated, and then put language. What's the word for native tongue?
The native language.
English, you know, or Swedish, or what have you. I really wouldn't be afraid to do that because it's going to lend credibility to you for you, because if I'm in America and I click across this and it says Sweden, Japanese, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, one thing you can do also with every YouTube video, you can upload your own closed caption file. It would be amazing to see these guys' energy and how they're talking about it and have the words in.
That's very cool.
That'd be adding another layer to it. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, that's the best of all worlds right there.
Yeah.
You can always upload your own closed caption file, so why not? Yeah, okay. Good stuff.
So my only problem with this right here is you're inviting me not to read the rest of this copy.
Ah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so now, what haven't I read, you know, that I, okay. And I missed out on this video because, you know, once I click away from this,
great video.
I'm probably, I might be in that world for an hour. I might watch every video, you know, and then I look around on that page and I think, well, wait a minute, what was I doing? Where am I going? Why am I here? You know? I want to fall to my knees and pray and get some answers, you know. I'm saying, how do I talk to Robert? Yeah, not even any contact information on this page with the 3 English ones I'm seeing. You know, if I scroll to the bottom, it's like...
The contact is on the top.
Okay, yeah, but I'm going from up to down.
Okay.
And then, little teeny little box over here. You're relying on this little 1-inch space to take the next step towards booking you. I don't think so. I don't like it. So,
all right.
You see what I'm saying?
Definitely.
You're your own distraction right here. Now, that's see, this makes sense to me. You're interrupting yourself with a video. It's great. Now, maybe under here, you say you want to put a click here to see more testimonials. Now, I hate to sound like a broken record, but what's the person's mindset coming here? Are they clicking on an ad, or did they get word of mouth? How did they find out about this website?
You know, either an ad or word of mouth. It's one or the other. I get a lot from Google or people that see the show.
Okay. I don't think it works for an ad.
I'll tell you one thing cool, Brian. You say you fear looking sound like a broken record, but to me, it's one of the most important things that I think we could need to hear is what's the mindset of people coming to our website? And you covered it really well in your interview that you did originally on this program was, and you mentioned tonight, you know, people are distracted. What's the 5-second rule of this thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
So that's I would have, I would at least have a separate landing page for the people who you're paying for advertising. This can be your word of mouth site. I mean, it's fine. There are some formatting things I would address. It's a little clunky looking, if you ask me. One thing I would change, start right here with this word, and there's just this straight line all the way down. And I'm just, although your spacing helps, I would rather you up the font size a little bit, go to a Times Roman in Georgia and see if it looks better or not. And consider your prospect. Is your prospect 50 years old or older? Then you better make all the fonts this size. Okay? Because guess what? Eyesight goes. It just does. Got to put on my reading glasses or grab my magnifier. Let me get my magnifier. So, anyway, put some indents. I think the spacing is too large between paragraphs, personally. Bullets, I just have a habit of indenting, so I'd push them all to start about here where my mouse is. And have the bullets start there.
Cool, man. You got some ideas from that, Robert?
Many. I'm writing. My keyboard is almost breaking.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Good, Robert. Well, it's nice to meet you. Good luck to you, man.
Same to you, man. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
We're going to run over to one now that's I don't think Danny's here, but he's awesome, and he's just been such a great member of this. I'd love to get some of it on recording, just what, you know, you come up with him. He spent his life in the trade show world and risen to the top of that, but it would be great to hear kind of what comes up for you around this.
I'm assuming this is not for paid traffic.
I guarantee it's not.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, and what, touch on that real briefly, Brian. I know when I send traffic from an ad, I want to just pick up that conversation where it leads off, and this doesn't lead off anywhere. This is a cold introduction. This is.
Yeah. Well, see, the lead generation ad, grabs the eyeballs of the person you want to attract. And so when they come to your website, you've got to continue the conversation you started in your lead gen, which for Danny would be something like add impact to your next meeting, banquet, trade show, or trade show. And then they come to this page and say, hey, if you're looking to blah, 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 you're at the right spot.
Right. So picks up know? Right there. Yeah.
Yeah. But these are great. These are great scrolling pictures here. Excellent. That's great. Generate excitement at your okay. I'm in a quandary here. I really think you could plug in anyone's name. Again, we're in that situation. And I have the utmost respect for Danny. So I don't want to hurt his feelings.
But on a case like his, do you feel like it's not going deep enough into who he is and his history? And is that why you could plug in anybody's name? There's not enough authority there?
Well, it's... It's more of a... It's like more of this is happening too soon. I don't have any... beyond your Legion ad and all these pictures... I don't know that I trust you yet. And so here you are. What am I trying to say? I just, you never think a wordsmith would have a trouble trying to say stuff. It happens all the time. Part of the problem here is he's really... really got four target markets here, and he's trying to serve all of them. You know, he's got your trade show booth, your after dinner show, your strolling magician thing, your corporate party. You know, some of them can be put under the same umbrella, but if he's not paying for traffic to come here, the site is fine. From what I've seen so far. But for paid traffic, you have to niche it down, and just a trade show landing page, only trade shows. This is what I do.
Right.
That's what I do for a living, and don't ask me about anything else. You know, and that way that'll help appearance as well. It'll give you more credibility. Oh, this guy's just a trade show magician. He must be darn good at it. But here you're splintering yourself into four or five different things. And they do interlace. Usually the same guys that book the trade shows and stuff will coalesce with the guys who book the parties. But
It's funny. I mean, I look at the audience. Is the audience dressed the same? And if they're dressed the same, I think for some extent we can do that for a landing page. But yeah, for a specific page, I completely hear what you're saying. Let's take a peek over at one of these trade show magician pages. This is probably more a landing page that he would send traffic to.
Okay. I immediately have to scoot in and start squinting. Okay, I'm 53 years old, so I would imagine a lot of the guys he's attracting are at least 40 years and older, if not my age.
The ones making the decision, certainly, yeah.
I would think so. First of all, the pictures are great, great reaction shots, raising hands. Yeah, this looks what a hot booth, man. That guy.
Yep.
Yeah, this is great. Look at all the people he's attracting.
That's our dream.
So there you go. That's what we wanted, our booth. So, but then I get down here, Trade Show Magic Ultimate Traffic Builder. Yes, and ta-da, you've lost me. The font is gray, so I can barely distinguish between it and the background of my computer, of the website, which is white. So not only is it teeny tiny type, hard to read, it's a color that's hard to read. So you've lost me.
Okay.
I'm 53 and I'm out of here, man. I can't read that. I might go, well, maybe I can view the video and click on that, maybe, hopefully. But again, it's a distraction, hello, to go with a gray font on a white background and teeny tiny type.
Yeah.
And you're inviting me to leave. You're inviting me to stop. You're interrupting the conversation I was hoping to be having with you. And look, scroll back up here a little bit. Look at this paragraph. Holy cow. Yeah, it's huge.
You'd have to put that in your calendar to read it.
So that would be some suggestions on that page.
Cool. All right. I think that... Yeah, I think the overall arching thing there is readability.
Well, yeah, and consider your prospect again. What you got to think from their point of view. You have to have considerable amount of empathy for the situation they're in. It may sound like a trivial thing. Oh, he's silly. I don't need a bigger font. But guess what? That's a guy's reality. Yep. He's 50, 45, 50 years old. Guess what? Eyesight goes. I've got a function actually programmed into my keyboard and my mouse where I can scroll in. I don't know if you can see it happening.
No, I think I have the same thing. This thing, Yeah,
exactly.
Yep.
And I prefer not to have to use it because I lose track of where I am. But if I can't read something and I want to, I will do that. But most people don't have that.
Yeah, so there's 100%. 125 becomes reasonable. 150 is, yeah.
See, I'm really comfortable now.
Yeah, that's 150. Yeah, so good to look at, yeah. Okay. Good. We get that option on our keyboard at 50. They send it over to us. It's fantastic.
And Danny, I'm happy to help you look at your other pages too.
Perfect. Let's it's great. You know, Danny's a pro. He's working a lot on reputation, and there's always room for the younger people. I mean, look at the people in these websites. You know, they're not all over 50. Sometimes we're selling to young people, but those people are using this, and I don't know what the phone. You know what this website looks like on a phone. You know, that's another big option consideration. All right. Yeah, well, good. Let's bring over. This is going back to Germany, and let's take a look at Renee. He's I'll let you drive through this one.
All right. What does this say down here, Renee? Exclusive.
Oh, let me unmute you, Renee. Sorry about that. One second. There he goes. He's got you.
Do you have the English version? Yes. So basically, I can't tell you what it's saying at the moment because I can't see it. It should say something like exclusive magical arts, something like this. I don't know the English translation, to be honest.
You're not seeing the screen, though?
Say it again?
You're not seeing the screen?
Now I see it.
Oh, sorry. Okay, good, perfect, yep.
I'm now seeing it.
Okay. What's the mindset of the person who comes to your website? Has a friend told them about you, or is it pay-per-click traffic?
Pay-per-click.
Okay. I wouldn't recommend this for pay-per-click, although I could be completely wrong, dude. I mean, you might be getting 1,000 leads a day. I don't know. How's it performing now?
No, it's not very good. I have a lot of traffic. I do have a lot of traffic, but to be honest, the page doesn't convert as I wanted.
Okay. Well, as much as I love the picture and the artsy factor of it, it's not going to work as a hard-hitting, not hard-hitting, but an impactful direct response website that gets someone to call you, that gets a lead for you. So let's see what else you got. Okay, trust in the magical experience of Barry. Trust in the magical experience of Robert Ace. You know, it's not very, again, if you're paying for traffic to come here, the reason why they're there is what? Are they looking to, I see all these companies now. So now I realize, oh, he's a corporate guy, corporate magician. But what does your pay-per-click ad say now?
Can you repeat the question?
What does your pay-per-click ad say? Your lead generation ad say?
I translated in preparation already. I tried to read it. So it's basically René Chevalier, magician, more or less, something like this. And then the small written text is the special extra for your top event in a certain town, and high class magic, amazement guaranteed, something like this. I can't really translate it very well. In German, it sounds exclusive. It sounds really exclusive.
Okay.
Which I think the picture at the top paints very well, just of this exclusive. You know, this is not your...
Yeah, it's not Barney the Bunny and...
This is someone you'd be lucky to afford, and you probably have a lot of Lexuses parked in the driveway and BMWs.
Yeah. So, yeah. But it's not working. We know that, too. So, how much traffic are you having? Like 100 people a day? 20 people a day?
Oh, let me just check. I have the AdWords opened already because I had to translate the text.
It's okay. Just off the top of your head, what would you say?
I would say it's not that much. It's about 15. I target certain regions. Yeah.
Good.
So like certain towns, uh-huh. Areas. This is what I'm doing because I figured out, because I also tried other stuff, but this is what gains the most traffic. But the problem is, even the traffic I convert, it's all the time really. So they say I'm too expensive all the time. Too expensive, too expensive, too expensive.
Huh.
So this is actually what's happening. So
what how about this for an idea? Renee, how about you say there's a reason this world class magician is the most expensive corporate entertainer you'll ever see. ... And then they come to this web page. I don't know how to get back. Oh, there we go. They come to this web page, and I wouldn't just have the picture. Over here's a lot of room for some text, okay? You can blur out the background enough and then put text over here and maybe you have, is there any celebrities or notable names you've
performed? You got some royalty people who have said things about you, right?
I checked the strong because it's aristocrats. It's not a royal. I was mistaken by that, Barry.
Oh, okay, cool. I just had that in my brain. Okay. But there are some high profile, some corporate people or some people whose names are recognized that you could use?
Yes. Of course, like famous people and some, as I said, the aristocrats are also known. So,
okay. So you could combine their, even if it's just one testimonial, you could combine their testimonial with answering the question that the ad just posed. Why is this magician the most expensive magician in town? Well, it's because he's awful damn good. It's because he'll blow your mind, and you don't want to flub this up. If you got a meeting, you do not want to flub up the entertainment on I'm your man. You know, you can't take a gamble on having Harvey the magical clown bunny come and do your event. You need somebody you can rely on, a professional. And then, because I love this photo, I love it. It exudes world class. It really does. Of course, I don't know what apparel, you know, maybe there's a different suit coat you ought to have on. I don't know. Maybe you got $1,000 shoes and you should have left them in the picture, but I wouldn't know that. So anyway, but on the right side, I would interlace, you know, a couple of those aristocrat testimonials.
Totally. With a
little bit of copy. And I would appeal to that ego in the prospect. Again, I'm assuming the prospect's mindset just read an ad that says the most expensive magician. Why is this guy the most expensive magician? So he clicks the ad, it comes here, and it says, why is he the most expensive magician? I'll tell you. Or, why am I the most expensive magician? Dot, dot, dot. It's because your event deserves the best, dash, someone who's not going to come in and embarrass your boss or shame your guests and make you look like an idiot. You know,
do you see something like that in first person or third person being preferable to you?
I always like first person, but third person can work.
Okay.
But see this if you're getting phone calls and they're saying it's too expensive, Renee, I can't afford that. Well, up your game and target people who can afford it.
Look at this. I want to slide this in because this is hilarious. This was in our alumni group yesterday. Check this out. Somebody wrote a make it bigger so Brian can see it. This was great. Quoted a client for a job. She came back with, we can only afford half that much. I countered with, maybe we can do this next year when neither of us have to compromise. And he added, I recommend looking for birthday party performers or young performers looking for experience. She came back and met my price.
Wow.
That's awesome, isn't it? It's just like so sweet.
Killer.
I mean, talk about saying, hey, here's what that money you're offering could actually support. Go look for people looking for experience. That's beautiful.
And I had this case today because the day before yesterday, I got a call or an inquiry from a large and important association. And they just today, I answered basically with the same, not with the second part. Second part of the answer is very funny.
Yeah,
we'll see how she replies, but they already said, no, they will not meet the price. So I'm really, and it's a large association. It's like for all the big print houses in Germany, like it's biggest newspapers and things like this. They have to say they have a certain budget. Okay, at the end, I just have to accept it. But still, it's a very good answer from the alumni crew.
That's pretty cool. I love that. You should probably just go look here. Oof.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And I love the photos. It's very, very, that match who you're saying you are. You're high class guy. Well, the photos are, you know, very high class looking.
Totally congruent. Yeah.
Yeah. I think your real problem might just be a matter of targeting. You're just not appealing to you're just not attracting the right lead. This I can tell this is very mobile friendly.
Very, yeah. I looked at it as well.
Because it's so... Well, part of what I don't like about it is it's almost built for mobile. And because of that, you've just got little snippets of copy here and little snippets of copy there. And I mean, you're kind of assuming someone's going to keep scrolling. Well, again, the internet is the medium of distraction. And there's nothing here. Well, there's nothing here that's making me want to stay to see more. The pictures are great. I just love those photos.
Yep. Yeah, I agree.
But there's no congruent. Well, there is a congruent message that I'm getting, and it is what you want them to hear. I'm great. this is entertaining. Everybody's saying we're having you back next year. You know, you're great. You're wonderful. So in that regard, the message is coming through.
Yeah. So, you know, you said it earlier, Brian, it's a targeting issue. You know, it's offering a Tesla to people who are looking for a Ford Fiesta in a way. And that's going to be a really hard sell. This is the kind of thing. And it's funny, you know, where you advertise this, Renee, it might be where are these paid ads at? Are they on Google search, the LinkedIn, Facebook? What are you doing?
Which ads are you using?
Yeah, which platform are you using for
ads? Google. What is Google it? AdWords. AdWords.
AdWords, okay. So, you know, I don't know how you've targeted. It would be interesting to just see the people who are seeing this ad who are coming here. That may be the real mismatch. Could you go into LinkedIn and target CEOs, executive chief financial officers? I don't know. It's just, we don't know really from Google. You know, as Brian said earlier, in Facebook, we know how many teeth they have in their head. In Google, we can do our best, but we don't really have a look at who they are. So that could be a big piece of the mismatch why the conversion rate is low.
Meg, it's a funny question.
What was your question? I didn't see it.
Yeah, Meg was asking if we could target ads to private jet companies, something like this.
Yeah.
I bet you could on Facebook.
Hell, imagine doing this to I've been on some cool private jets. There's room for a high-end. That would be awesome. People are bored. You're just like one of the guests on the plane. All of a sudden, it turns into something really cool.
Well, that's a good idea, actually. Sell yourself as the private airplane jet or the private jet magician.
Oh, God, that would be awesome.
That's not what Meg was saying, but...
Right.
There's only one problem. I don't fly, but anyway.
You don't like flying?
Yeah, I don't fly at all, but that's another story.
Meg's thinking the right way.
Yeah.
Thinking the right way. Who else serves my customer?
There was a huge truth in the question.
Yes. Yes. And you should, Renee, everybody, you should look at your past paying customers, the ones that you loved working with, by the way, and the ones who paid you the most, tipped you the best, et cetera, and that's who you want to target, whoever that was. You know who they are. You've shaken their hand before, Renee, because you've done business with these people. So... go back over your records and think, okay, who's the ideal guy, company, woman, whatever, that I want to target, and then target him. So if you have a track record, that's what I would do.
Mm-hmm. May I ask one question before we maybe go to the next one? Yeah. Can you please scroll to the top?
Yes.
Sorry about that.
It's a long way. So the idea is, I understood what you are saying and I will keep it in mind. And I'm sure that I will do this. I will put like onto the oven, is it called the oven or fireplace? I will put like a quote. Is it, no, what's the name again?
A testimonial or quote.
Testimonial, thank you. And then can you go one step down just to the next one? Basically, in between the picture and the text, which is over here, there should be like a full screen video player, which actually shows me in a white room and welcoming the people and explaining them what I can do for them, who I am, and so on and so on. This was actually the idea, but I didn't do it until now. So, and then the sentence we have over here, they would probably make more sense because I spoke with them, I introduced myself, I explained who I am, what I'm doing.
Oh.
And so what you would think in this context, I just explained, what would you think about the text now?
It's depending on the person watching that video, you know. So I think what Brian's saying is that the best case scenario might be that they watch the video. The reality is the phone rings or they're looking and waiting for a. Yeah.
I love video on the web. I really do.
Love it. So yeah.
I would recommend you test that. your idea, because I think it's worthy of testing. I think it's a real good idea. So you're thinking of putting the video here, right?
Like above the headline.
Yes. I think that's a great idea.
I love that as well. I mean, we head down and, there's an invitation at least to watch it there. And now there isn't. How do we get video on this anyway? You have a video. I've seen it.
I showed it to you once, like on the YouTube player, and I incorporated it in the German version.
Gotcha. Okay, I knew that. I knew
this morning, right. But I don't like it, to be honest. But you said I should do it, so I did it.
Oh, yeah. We got to see video. I mean, it's really important, no matter how exclusive. And, if the video is anything like these pictures, even if it's excerpts of events that look like events that these people are used to being at, that's the big risk. When we had a guy say, we're not going to end our conference by having a couple of bozos on stage throwing things around. Didn't watch the video, didn't see that. We've done TED Talks, been at thousands of corporate events. He had images in his head. So you need to show that. They need to see that it's something that they're used to seeing in that environment. And, the pictures do a great job of it, and a video would be nice as well. So, all right, good. And I got to just tell people, I need to jump off. If Brian wants to stay on, I need to jump off at 11 in about a half hour. So,
can I ask one more little question?
Yeah, jump in.
I wanted to do this video in a white room. Should I do it in a white room, or should I do it in an exclusive environment?
Is the video of just you talking?
It's just me talking.
Oh. Well, I would say, like Brian said earlier with Bree, start it with you talking, but we better start seeing something pretty soon. A talking head video would kill there. But if we get a setting of you talking, maybe it's even in front of a fireplace like this or something, you talking, and then it goes into the B-roll of seeing these people in action actually reacting and clapping. And, I see the setting, and everyone's dressed in the clothes I own. And I've been in this room that looks like a freaking palace or something. Like this guy, I know a lot about this guy.
Me too.
Yeah, this guy's doing some big things in the world, no doubt about it. But seeing him moving while your voice is going behind it, talking about the exclusive nature, maybe I know you don't fly, but maybe just a quick shot of you walking up the jetway to a Lear plane, that in the background while you're telling the story of exclusivity. That's the kind of stuff that would make people feel very comfortable. You don't have to have the plane take off, but yeah. Cool, man.
Good. Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
thank
good you. Stuff.
My really pleasure.
Let me bring over one more, and I'm going to probably have time for one or maybe two more at this rate, and maybe we can, and let's see, there's a couple more people who have put things on here, two or three more, just two really. So I think one wasn't working, but I trust people are getting so much from this that we'll do that. So, hey, these are awesome kids, man. These kids are in their young 20s and really just, starting to kick in. So I'm so happy to have that youthful energy in Showbiz Blueprint. And, let's see what comes up for you around this, Brian.
Ignite your events. Customized entertainment, your brand, your message. Whoa.
It's happening fast for you, I bet. I see it, yeah.
Okay, some logos. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend all caps again. That one looks fine. Ignite your event looks fine, but other than that, the smaller text I wouldn't do. Okay. Well, again, considering you got to consider the traffic source.
Yep.
Pay-per-click. I would say this is probably not going to work. People will come. I'm not really seeing anything that makes me go, wow, I got to talk to these guys. It's they must know what they're doing, because look at all these stage shots. Both faces are cut off on this screen. Maybe that was the intent, but that's okay. Pay-per-click, I don't think it's going to work.
I doubt this is for a pay-per-click. They're probably, this is people who hear of them or see of them or introduce or sent here. So,
okay. So if they've been sent here, I'm going to say I don't know what else to do. What do I, should I click on home? Should I click to contact? I don't know if I want to contact. That's right. Risk. That's putting the risk on me. I'm not sure I want to talk to them yet. I click that button, are they going to magically appear at my front door? Ooh, that's kind of scary. I'm being a little facetious.
But, yeah.
Okay, videos. Yeah, I would probably, that's probably where I would go next. But you see my point? Even if I've been referred here, there's no phone number.
Right.
There's nothing other than the message, and not even only a little bit in the message. Are you telling me what I'm getting out of it? Customized entertainment. I don't know.
Yep.
I'm going to click the contact. Oh, yeah. So maybe I'm supposed to scroll down. Maybe I flubbed this up. Okay, I can scroll down a little. Okay, there's the video. Did you do that?
Nope, I'm not doing it.
Okay, something just made me skip back up to the top of the page again. Holy crap, what's going on?
I'm not sure.
Wow, this.
Let me try something for a second here.
That's a great font size here, though. I'm really happy about that.
You can read. Yeah.
So there's the video. Okay, so wow, it's just jumping all over the place. Oh, this is nice down here at the bottom. Services, corporate events and company parties, weddings, cruise ships, private parties, schools and universities. I like that. I'm assuming if I click on that, it's going to, oh, I can't click on it. And I can't click on weddings, I think. See, I would have a separate pitch page for each one of these target audiences.
Yeah, this is expecting the visitor to connect a whole lot of dots of how this could happen without telling them, yeah.
Yeah.
Psychic soulmates. That's kind of cool. We are the psychic soulmates.
Where does it say that?
That was under wedding, down below. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
I was just starting to read that copy of Ted.
See, when we were at the top, Barry, I didn't understand. I didn't see, and it certainly wasn't obvious to me, that I needed to scroll down.
Yep.
I'm not sure what I. This is probably meant for being a mobile-friendly web page, but if I don't know what to do next. The only thing to do next was click to contact. I'm scared. I don't want to contact anybody yet. I'm just looking.
Right. That's really early in the conversation for that. Yeah.
So.
And they have the psychic soulmates up there on the top as that's the catchphrase for this.
Nice. Which I like that. Lots of good things going on too. Great photos, great implied endorsements, I should say, with the logos. I'm sure they have testimonials somewhere. Maybe not. Oh yeah, here we go.
Yep.
Testimonials. Oh, now I can click on this wedding one here.
Oh, that's interesting, but it wasn't a link down below. Yeah.
I wonder if it's just not finished yet. Oh, no, there's a video. I'm assuming that's a wedding. Or a proposal, perhaps. These are all great pictures.
Yep.
The font looks excellent. Now, think about this guy. Look at this. The difference in this Times Roman font and the size of it and how it just pops on that page, man. It just looks good. I mean, the paragraphs are too tall for sure. You know, they're way too many lines high. I'd try to keep them four or less. But you know, you compare that to the font used on Robert Ace's site. And, yep.
Danny Orleans, where you had a hard time reading.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's just a huge, huge difference. Again, I don't recommend these tall, tall paragraphs.
Yep, they're intimidating.
It's just so intimidating. I'm not going to read this. I've got shit to do today, you know?
Yep.
Other than that, it's...
Cool. Well,
pretty good.
Nice, man. Well, I'm sure they'll appreciate that. Let me just say, oh, yeah, there's one more we wanted to look at. It'd be great. This is a young man in the UK. Let's see what comes up for his thing. This is Ashley. He's very, very, very focused on the wedding market.
I'm looking at this and I'm going, well, I don't want to get in touch, so I guess I'll be amazed. You know, are my only options, you know?
Well, we can head down a bit.
I can scroll down. Okay. That's the problem with these websites, all these websites with this style, that with the in motion top.
Yep.
It looks like that's my choices. That's it. And I just don't think to scroll down. Maybe it's just me, you know, but it might be our photos on the Zoom thing are covering my scroll bar. Maybe that's part of why.
Oh, yeah, it might be.
But anyway, so let's go down here. I'm trying to scroll down.
Is it not working? Let's see. Did you lose your control of it?
Apparently.
Yep, there you go.
Whoa. All right. The Chickstar.
Chickstar. That's awesome.
Midlands Magician. Is that the name of the town?
Yeah, that's the I sort of live in the Midlands area of the UK, which all my targeted SEO and pay-per-click campaigns are all focused around the sort of four cities in that area. The four quite big cities, so called the Midlands.
Wonderful. Are these what's the traffic?
If you look on the top right, there's a location page, a location tab. On the top of the page is a locations button.
No, I'm saying, what's the source of your traffic that comes to this website?
The page you're on at the moment would be the one that's from direct leads, from business cards, referrals, etc. But if you look at the locations area on the top, that's where all the pay-per-click Facebook ads that are geo-targeted and organic SEO that I've been working on for the last couple of years. Each one has a different page that's specific, talks about different venues that perform that within those areas.
Okay.
You have to scroll down to see the type, the text.
Close-up magic is simply the most intimate form of magic possible. I'm tired of watching people's reactions. They're sheer amazement when they see my close-up. I think this is good copy. I think I would put it in quotes. Maybe not. It's probably fine. But my biggest challenge with it is the size and the color again.
Okay.
But if your target market is 25 years old or 35 years old, I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, it probably is. It's wedding people.
Oh yeah, that's right. You're the wedding.
I'm actually going to bring this up on a mobile just to see, because I bet you anything, Ashley.
It's 70% of my traffic is on viewed via mobile devices.
I bet, and they got good eyes, and their age probably starts with a 2. And
yeah, I mean the mobile scrolls a lot better.
Oh yeah, I'm on it right now. It's beautiful, readable, makes me light up. You know, it's
so okay. But the source of the traffic is referrals or not?
For the homepage is referrals, repeat business, and proactive, you know, when I go to wedding exhibitions and demonstrate there. But the location pages are specifically, they're coming from pay-per-click campaign, organic SEO. For each area, I'm 1 to 3 on page 1 for the sort of cities that I'm targeting.
Yeah. This is a fairly close look at the mobile version, Brian.
Okay. See, I'm not. What does your lead generation ad say?
Oh, it would say it's area specific. So it would say Leicestershire magician, award-winning Leicestershire magician, ideals for weddings, and it, you know, I've got different ones for weddings and corporate parties, private parties.
But this website is a wedding. Is targeted to weddings.
I would say, I mean, it's targeted to any, you know, close up magic, but weddings is predominantly, I would say 60-70% of my income is from weddings, I would say.
Okay. I would have this website just be about weddings.
I give that the thumbs up as well. Yeah.
I think my fear with that is I do book a lot of private parties as well. Yeah. And I've invested a lot of time and money into the SEO of this site.
Yeah.
I don't want to turn off people that are booking me for their corporate parties and private parties. And I do a lot of, you know, high-end house parties as well. I don't want them to come here and say, oh, that's the wedding guy. I want them to say, ah, I see a lot of visual representation for weddings, but I know this guy's a solid close-up magician and has won a couple of awards.
Yeah.
That's my fear.
It's real, yep. Too. Yeah. Yep. That's based on dollars that you have, you know. It's a very real concern.
I can see your concern, and you certain, you know, if it's working, what are your numbers like? What are your conversions like?
I think, you know, when they land on a mobile page, I think it's very good. I'm not a big fan of this. When you view it on a desktop, I think it looks, there could be more text there. I've seen some of the other guys and they have big headlines and quotes dropping in and bigger fonts. And, you know, when you view it as we're viewing it now, I think there's definitely room for improvement and a lot more imagery that I have. I'm thinking about maybe changing the pictures here and being, you know, like rolling slideshows so it can show a bit more movement with them.
Mm. Yeah, I like that. Okay,
testimonials. I mean, if you go down right down to the bottom, if you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see that the reviews come in, and then this is the page where I kind of want, you know, there's a few bits about me here, a bit of credibility with the awards, nice imagery, and then the reviews scrolling. But, you know, I don't know whether my fear is people are bouncing off before they scroll down to the bottom page, because I think this is probably the best thing about the site down here.
Yeah. Yeah, and your video's buried clear down here on a little, you know, little box I have to find, dig up and click, you know. I would love to see video. If I'm a prospect, that's what I want to see. I want to see video of him in action.
Possibly no more important than in the wedding market, right? I mean, that's what does Be Amazed take us to?
That just takes you to my the contact page that pops up here. And
okay, yeah, it's too soon. Yeah, yeah, you know, up here, you got this nice real estate in here. And what's going on behind this? Well, there was some text. Yeah, this is coming up.
We're going to actually, I was speaking to the guy that does the online stuff for me. We're going to edit it so the video starts playing at this moment.
Yeah.
Because all the stuff I just think is always irritating me. I want it to go straight into
totally
reaction. You know, it needs to, all of my images and shots, I don't want it to be around me. I want it to be around, turn the camera around and be about what I do to people.
Absolutely. You know? Do you have a video? Oh, yeah, you do have one here. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep, here we go. Yeah, and look at this. I remember this video, man. This totally tells the story of you getting... Yeah.
It's more entertaining with the music.
Yep, yes, exactly, I know. Yep.
Ben, yeah, it's
the people who are at private events and at weddings and
yeah, I mean this video is my sort of private event video, so it's not the wedding video I've had that runs for weddings is completely different. This is more the kind of VIP parties and
is that wedding video somewhere on the site?
It is if you go back to the home, it's the one that's playing in the background basically. If you go to the homepage again, click on the tricks.
Got you. We're not here. Yeah.
If you scroll down.
Yeah.
Keep going. No, keep going further down. Oh no, sorry. Go to the about me section.
Got you.
And you'll see that the videos are embedded at that moment. So if you scroll down on this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
This the is left. The wedding. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the wedding one.
Yeah. Why we're not seeing this the second we land on a page. And I understand it's the you don't want people to just call you the wedding guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's interesting. This is why we send people where we want them to go.
Yeah.
It's a real concern you have with 60% of your business being the weddings and 40% being private affairs that aren't weddings.
Yeah.
But, you know, both suffer when we go to a website that doesn't show us right away. Like, this is what a bride needs to see right away, is smiling people. She needs to see her own mother sitting at that table, you know, for 2-minute great length video. But this, you know, a bride coming here could, and like, yeah, like you said, we're 15 seconds into this video by the time, you know, this could be a bride's mom here, easy.
Yeah.
You know, aunt. This could be the dad who's just like, you know, and they want to see these looks on people's faces right away. And yeah, you sacrifice the private industry that's not that's non-wedding, but that's great, man. Yeah. This tells the story. This tells the story that I'm not, that, you know, that I didn't hear Brian getting from here.
You do great. And I understand you've got money invested and it's working. But I just can't help but think that you'd be better to the wedding people. Guess what? You are the wedding magician.
Yeah.
And that's why they're at your website and that's what they want.
Yeah. I mean, I could build a completely different landing page for my specifically. So that's something I can definitely take away. Make all the, just have a specific landing page for private parties, house parties,
I would recommend that and run different ads for those, targeting each one.
Yeah.
And it could probably coalesce with this website in a lot of ways, you know?
Yeah, even this whole thing, if this is aimed really at the wedding market, which, you know, maybe it's 60% of your business now, but maybe if the website was pointed directly towards the wedding and you raised your prices and got it to where you were exclusive weddings, you know, the kind of weddings that are playing in the background of this video, these aren't cheap weddings. It could be 80% of your business. And then, you know, just one of these cool little boxes that says not having a wedding, and then taking them to a place that's...
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, not having a wedding here with a question mark, even more than BMAs, because BMAs in a way is a bit of a trick because it's taken me to a contact page, right? Yeah.
It's be amazed at my prices.
Yeah.
Cool. I've been holding back this idea, but I think I'll just throw it out there. Let's say you go with just one website and all your pay-per-click traffic goes there and you don't build these separate landing pages for each niche. Well, then make this main page nothing more than close-up magician, the trickster, please choose why you're here. Corporate party, wedding, and there's 3-4 targeting boxes, and then they click on that, and then they go to the separate landing page for weddings.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's a neat point, too. I see David Garrity wrote in there, your video could be used for private events also with different voiceover or text, you know, and that's true. I'm looking at this video, it doesn't specifically say wedding. You know, it's a high-end party.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we're so close to our own world that we just see it because you know you were at a wedding. But yeah, I mean, it's true. Some scenes do say that, but yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man.
Right.
Looking through some things.
Do you mind me asking how much you charge for a typical wedding?
For about 600 UK pounds. So that's that 750. I'm just trying to push for those prices.
What does that get me? An hour and a half of walk around or?
Yeah, that would get your drinks reception covered, usually up to 90 minutes, or the wedding breakfast, so the food service for 2 hours, or then a 2-hour spot in the evening. And then if you want to combine two together, there's a discount for that.
Awesome. Man, I've been out of the business, you know, last show I did was in 1994, I think. But it fascinates me that people want to have a magician come to their wedding. It kind of seems odd to me in a little bit of a way.
I speak to a lot of my friends in the States who are magicians, and they are very jealous of how it's a really cool thing to do in the UK. To have a magician at your drinks reception or your wedding breakfast, whereas in America, it's kind of seen a bit cliche, a bit cheesy, is what we say. It's, you know, because they've still got, when they say magician, they have that negative connotation about some kind of card tie that's going to turn up.
Yep. Yeah, and I know it's bigger in Australia, Japan, Europe. So yeah, we haven't caught up here. But it's wonderful. I've been at so many weddings where you think, man, this would be a great time for someone to kill and create community and get people laughing.
I mean, I genuinely say it to brides when I meet them at wedding fairs, you know, I don't do a sales pitch. The pictures and the video show it. It just works. Like, we have a phrase called that I say that when you're at a wedding during the drinks reception, you're politely bored. And that's what everyone is. They sit around and I'm a little bit bored. Well, that's a perfect time to throw a magician or a caricature.
Yeah. That is a great line. Soothe the politely bored. Politely bored. I love that.
Exactly. And that's exactly how I see people a lot of times at weddings I've been to. It's like, this would be a great time for someone to be doing this.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, good. Hey, there's one more I want to take a peek at, and then I got to jump onto a call. I just threw text, bumped it 15 minutes forward because I want to do one more. Thank you, Ashley. That was awesome, man.
Thanks for the feedback.
Yeah, hopefully we get something out of that. Let me run this one over.
I'm really impressed, Ashley.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Brian.
Good. Jump into this one. Brian, you got the control on that one.
All right. Being Magical Show. This is for Alan.
Yep. Let me see if he's on right now.
I'm here.
Okay, good. You got yourself unmuted. Perfect.
All right. What's the source of the traffic, Alan?
Just word of mouth. Giving out my cards. I'm on Gigmasters, but I'll send them a quote.
How's Gigmasters working?
you know, a lot of quotes out, a few shows in.
Do they go to this website?
I don't know, but every quote I have my website linked.
Okay, so they might. More than likely, they do.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. First of all, great picture, I think, and the colors are really kind of cool in an oddball sort of way. I don't know why I like them, but I do. Green and purple looks like the Utah Jazz, I guess.
Oh, there you go. Brian's in Salt Lake. Yeah, he's in Utah. There you go.
Magic Comedy and Psychic Entertainment. You are magical. I'll just say right now, this is an odd convolution. Magic Comedy, fine, I get that. But then Psychic Entertainment, I don't even know if I understand what that means. Of course I do. But I don't know, who's your prospect? Who's reading this?
Well, that's a good question. I would say this is for adults.
It doesn't feel like it's for adults at all.
Mm.
I thought you were going to be a kid show entertainer. As soon as I pulled this page up, I thought, oh, this guy's probably got a great kid show thing going on.
Interesting. Because of the magic wand?
Well, that. And even the colors say,
yep.
It just screams little kid. You know, right. Big, bright, wonderful colors. But then I start reading, and it'd be magical show. Okay, again, I'm thinking a kid show for self-esteem, maybe, something. And then I read Magic Comedy and Psychic Entertainment. Ah, that does not blend. And then You Are Magical. Okay, we're back to the Be Magical show theme. And I'm back to the little thinking, oh, this is a kid show. But the whole Psychic Entertainment thing just threw me for a loop because I thought it was a little kid show.
Right.
So if it's for adults, I don't recommend the green, the yellow, the orange, the purple shirt, the green weird lettering. So do you do mostly adult shows?
I do both. I have another website where it also had like my kids stuff. This one is mainly to promote my theater show.
Oh, yeah. Are you four-walling it somewhere?
Yeah.
Oh, huh. Awesome. Alan performs mind-blowing magic and mind reading, Mr. Comedy. Okay, if this is for adults and you're going to stick with the mind reading and psychic stuff, then you've got to change this entire header. It screams, I'm a kid show entertainer. And there's nothing wrong with being a kid show. I was a kid show entertainer. Made a really good living at it.
Yep.
More than most of my doctor, chiropractor friends. But this doesn't speak to your target market. This color scheme and the message, Be Magical show, it sounds like it's for young kids. And it sounds like it's a good cause. You know, You Are Magical, you know, self-esteem program.
Right.
But it does not say, come to my theater and here's why. Okay. Come to my theater show and here's why you need to be there. It's just me, but I don't care for the third person. You may be able to pull it off. So, hi, my name's Alan. If you're ready to see some mind-blowing magic and mind reading, mixed with some comedy, come to my theater.
Okay. I like first person.
And Alan performs mindfully imagined mind reading mixed with comedy and healing the world. That just hits me from way out in left field. What? I appreciate that as a wonderful, very, very worthy vision. But I just don't think it fits. Especially up front. Maybe in the PS, you could say something about it. You know, my mission is to heal the world, ... And because of that, I donate 10% of my entry fee to WeSaveKids.com or, you know, right. You know, something like that.
Yeah.
I think members will have an opportunity to be a psychic and a healer. Wow. Everyone will leave the show magical. Wow. I'm just really confused. What
it goes in a lot of directions. Yeah.
What does that mean? Be a healer. Everyone.
I do two things in my show. One is where we actually do a visualization where we heal the world.
Okay.
And then the second one is I teach him how to give healing hugs.
Okay, cool. It's theater performance. How often do you get to Four Wallet?
I'm sorry?
How often do you get to perform your show?
Oh, it's like once a month.
So you got a show Sunday. Mother's Day.
It's a week from Sunday.
It's a week from Sunday. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So what I take from this, Brian, is I'm hearing that the message is mixed. It's not speaking to anyone. If someone's coming here randomly, the back button is probably a big draw.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
And again, this color scheme and even the magic wand and all that stuff. I really thought this was a kid's show magician.
Great. Well, it's good. It's good.
I want to come down here and see.
All right. I'm going to have to pull the plug on this because I want to do one or two more.
Okay.
I think everybody's... Isn't everybody gone? Oh, no. People are still here.
I have a couple in email, too, that... and I got a couple here.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm going to talk with you a little more privately. Alan, I'm going to jump in on something with you.
Okay.
As I had done said on email. Let me see. Tui, are you there? I see Tui's room, and I know I have a site. Did you want to jump onto yours and take a look? Let me unmute you. Hey there.
Thanks, Brian.
You for a complete overhaul.
I hope I helped, Alan.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, let me pull this over. Tui opens this by admitting he's ready for a complete overhaul. So I guess any thoughts that you thought what could stick for this, that'd be great.
All right. That's a kind of a funny picture. I'm not sure if I should laugh or cry.
Guess what part of the country he's in?
Kansas?
Just north. Yeah.
Where is he from?
Minnesota,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Adult sensation trench. Modern people, TV addled, sensation drenched, hard to engage. Wow, I don't even know how to read that sentence. Right?
It's the way it was written in the newspaper.
Yep, I know. Can't really change it, huh?
Right, right.
They were goggling like tots. Goggling. What the heck's goggling? Anyway. Ah, I love that fire picture. What the crap? Honestly, what the heck are you doing there?
Isn't that something?
Video of it, you know. What is he doing? The rope walking inferno. Ah, click for video. Nice. So the rope walking inferno of doom, right? Or is it not a comedy act?
It is a comedy juggling show. I've changed the name of that to the Rope Ladder Inferno since I'm not actually walking. I'm on a ladder, on a rope. Everything's on fire while I'm juggling fire.
Oh my gosh. So who can facilitate that? Outdoor shows only?
Not exclusively, but that's where it's mostly been done.
Okay. That's amazing to me. Okay, so just looking at this paragraph, it's probably 10 lines high or more.
Right.
So break it here again, and then maybe not. Turn this into two sentences, then I would. But otherwise, you're probably going to have to. Anyway, that's an easy fix. Nothing special there. Full promo video. Okay. So explain to me what you're communicating with this picture, because a part of me wants to chuckle and a part of me wants to say, what the hell?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Good question. I at the time I took it, I looked at some other people's websites, and I was some of the pictures I saw, they were doing them, you know, not just a studio picture kind of interesting places. And that was one of my ideas. Brother's house. It's the street that my brother's house is on in a rural area. I'm not going to say I can say exactly what I was going after, other than something different and, you know, somewhat interesting. The juxtaposition of the rural setting sitting there with the smiley face volleyball. I didn't.
it kind of works. And
I don't know. A little bit whimsical, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I think what it might need is a a slogan or a summation of what you're trying to communicate. Like maybe over here in white text on the green background, it says ... I'm waiting for your call, you know, or I don't know, something that communicates what you're trying to say in a whimsical way. Okay. Do you have any testimonials?
It's on its own page off the top. The link on the top, navigation.
Oh yeah. Okay. Wow. Oh, that's clever. I like this. What a great idea.
Yeah, it was from a venue I'd worked in Branson, and every, you know, night people would make comments and I'd
get them so nice,
in my box. I mean, I had tons
of them. There's some more credibility. Quotes from audience comment cards when I performed in Branson, Missouri.
Okay. I don't actually have my all-time favorite one on there, which was kept my infant focused.
That's funny. You're into this deep humor, I can tell.
Oh, yeah. His grandkids, man. Once you have grandkids, you're into deep humor. It's fantastic.
I assure you're the first person to ever accuse me of deep humor.
Well, it's not black, but it's not outwardly hilarious either. It's definitely not slapstick or... on this, I would just say the font's too small, the paragraphs are too tall, and the text is the wrong style, or is the wrong theme and the wrong color.
Right.
So I try to break them up. And why don't you have a video of you? Hi, my name's Tui.
Like I said, we're looking for a complete redo. On the homepage, there's the link to my regular promo and then that trick, which I learned since the other promo. Currently editing new promo video as well. That's what I'm looking for, is what am I gonna, after that opening page video.
Crazy talented dude.
Yep.
That's awesome. That's amazing. Look at you go. Wow, this dude just does a ton to sell me on you. I think that video should start playing instantly at the top of the dang page. That's just me. This video is great, if you ask me.
Yeah, I'm redoing. I want one that's more recent and has, you know, the current ratios. So, you know, just by the fact that it's not the wide angle, you know, shows a certain level of oldness to it.
Oh, I disagree.
Wow, that was awesome.
This is just great. There's nothing about this I would change. You could throw some more just, is it actually going to audio on stage
is,
audio?
Yeah,
the rest of it is actually the a few pieces just chopped into, so you actually get more of a feel of what the show is.
Yeah, it's a killer video, yeah.
My experience of performers is they always think they need a new video. Yeah, it's kind of stale. It's kind of old. Well, guess what? It's the first time I've ever come to your website and the first time I've ever seen it.
Right.
I'm enthralled. It's new to me.
I love this, how you turn the guy. Jeez. Insane, man. Yeah.
That's awesome. Dude, somebody watch this video. They're going to want you or not. And I'm serious. I would use this video. You're fine. Save your money. You do not need a new video.
I wasn't paying anybody. I did that one.
Okay.
This is all you needed to top it off, Brian, was this clip, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, just put this at the top of the dang page.
You were thinking, if only he does a lasso on a pogo stick. Yeah.
And I would put that at the top of the page. Get rid of this silly stuff. Right. Put it at the bottom if you want. But make a big video, boom, and have it automatically play as people come to the page.
Wow, you don't say that very often. That's cool. But you're saying that video kind of grabs you right from the eyes, right at the beginning.
I'm sold. I'm utterly incomplete. I'm just like, I wonder how much he charges.
He wants you at his house in Salt Lake City.
Yeah. So, yeah.
$5,000.
Okay. Good.
As of tonight.
Nice, man. Yeah.
We're learning to up our price.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Well, you sure need to. I guarantee it. Whatever you're charging. What does a juggler go for in Minnesota?
From like $750 to $1,500 is if I'm generally just going to go do a gig. I just got off of cruise ships. I do cruise ships as well. I'm at a hotel in Paris on my way home from a cruise ship that I got off of today.
Nice. Well, you need to communicate. You need to communicate that you've done cruise lines and whatnot, but you need to raise your price. You certainly don't do this fire thing for $1,500, do you?
Not anymore is the right answer, I think.
Yes, well, not anymore. Yeah. Actually, that has mostly been done at a Renaissance festival that I do every fall at home that I've been doing for over 35 years.
Okay.
7 straight weeks of making money and sleeping in my own bed. It's actually a mostly hat pass thing. But I've been doing it so long that I can make more in a weekend there than I can being out on a cruise ship for a week. And indoor, I've only done it at the venue I worked consistently in Branson. I've yet to do it indoors as a come in and just do my show.
I'm
working on a freestanding apparatus for it. And but that's where it's kind of like, so now the new stuff, you know, how am I going to present that I just started doing in the last 2 years?
Yeah, well, just add it on to your video. Add it add it, mix it in with your video that you already have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mix the new stuff in. But yeah, I don't know how many people ask for the fire thing, but it's impressive either way.
Okay.
You might want to just put a disclaimer, not available for all venues or something, you know?
Right, and ticket or extra fee. I do have a short video clip I didn't put in a show of me just doing it with juggling knives and no fire that I was kind of inserting in the video I'm working on. It's, you know, the fireless version.
Yep.
I see.
Cool.
Which just really isn't the same thing then.
I have to do something I've never done, and I have to step out for even 10 minutes, but I'm going to put on another website, and if you guys are cool to leave it going, that would be great. I'd love to have you take a look at Suzanne's. And Tui, thanks for hanging out for the whole time. Suzanne's freaking out. Do you not want to do that, Suzanne?
I've actually been working out while this is going on in the room.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Good. I know you're you got a lot of energy. You're not going to be sitting there, but I'm glad you did it help to hear some of that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely. Good. I mean, a lot of it was kind of what I've been thinking in my head, just hearing him critique the other ones as I'm taking notes here and going, okay, so I need to do this to mine, this to mine, this to mine.
Perfect.
Great. I'm glad it's helpful to you.
Yeah.
No, all right, one more, and I'm going to step outside and make a call while this happens, unfortunately, but I'll watch the replay. But I'm going to put you on with Suzanne, who's awesome, and she's freaking out that you're going to look at this. So
I'm not freaking out. I'm laughing, but it was a placeholder kind of website I put up this past year because what I had was so horrible.
Well, let Brian drive around and see what comes up. It's
all right.
Yep.
All right. Thank you so much. Sorry I was late. I'm sick. So.
Oh, don't be sorry. Get well. All right, the Susie Show, an arsenal of entertainment to banish boredom. Love it.
Yay.
Yeah, did get on that. Suzanne Herring is the Susie Show. She's well known for bringing her unique brand of entertainment to family and corporate events, movie premieres, and festivals all around the world for over 20 years.
Hey, good looking. What are you
doing? It's really 35, but I figured they don't want to hire an old hag, so.
That's a good point. They'll probably never know, actually. I love these pictures. Let me ask you, who's the visitor? How are they finding out about your website? Is it advertising? Is it word of mouth?
Right now, Yelp has been my best stream of people finding me. I haven't done any SEO. It's all been, it's either word of mouth, people who have recommend me, or Yelp.
Okay, so
or networking. I do a lot of networking.
Okay. So Yelp, help me understand. I don't understand what Yelp is or
really?
Or how they find out about you on Yelp.
They do, they just do a search. A lot of times it's for balloons. I do a lot with balloons, but I don't just entertain with balloons. But they'll do a search for a balloon entertainer in this area, and then I come up. That's excuse me. Sorry, that was a lung I just lost. That's just been this iteration, like the last couple of years is where the stream of people are coming in from. It's always been word of mouth, some event planners, some other performers who have referred me, and that's how I've been working for 40-something years. In fact, in the first 20, 25 years, I worked exclusively through event planners in New York, and I didn't have to deal with marketing myself or the general public. So even though I'm doing what I do for a whole generation of people, I've only really been marketing myself and repping myself, I guess, about 15 years.
Okay. And did the...
It sounds like a lot, but it's only the last 15 years.
The entertainment event what'd you call them in New York? The
event planners?
Yeah, the event planners in New York. What happened to those leads? Or
I moved to California.
Okay. All right.
And when I got out here, I stopped doing my stuff for a while, and I'd fly back to New York and work there and come back here and like live the life of LA, biking on the beach, stuff like that. And then when I started getting to work out here, the event planners out here didn't get what I did in New York, where I would go into a party and do a set of mime and then change and do a set of stilt walking. And then I'd change and do a set of face painting and then a set of balloon art all in one party. So there was this whole way of doing a party. I did it like the New York style.
Wow.
Where a lot of us were doing this multi-talented entertainer thing at big corporate events and big bar mitzvahs and social things. And they didn't get it out here in LA. They were like, oh no, we just hire, that's too much time. We'll hire one juggler for 2 hours, one stilt walker for 2 hours. And I was like, that's really boring. So I didn't say that to them, but
that's they just didn't get it. And
they didn't get it. And part of me said, oh, what a great opportunity to market the New York style. And I saw, it'd be great. That'd be great. I'll bring that in. I'll meet people out here. I'll say, let's market it this way. And I never did that. I'll have the great ideas, but my follow through kind of sucks. So I'm looking at my website going, wow, I did a better job on this than I thought I did. So
my biggest complaint is
I do too much stuff and it's a big,
well, you're.
I don't have one focused.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. But as I think about it, I think, you know, if I'm a corporate event planner and I come to your website, well, it says right there, corporate events. Yeah, I happen to do family events. Yeah, I happen to do community and festivals. But it says right there, corporate event. So I'm going to click on that to find out more about corporate events. You know what I'm saying? So I was almost thinking.
That's supposed to be there, like all different case studies stuff. That was the follow through I didn't do.
Yeah. So maybe you turn these brown, tannish things, family events, corporate events, community / festivals / premiums. Maybe you make those clickable, or down here, this text is too small, by the way. It's the wrong color and the paragraphs are too tall, but you're used to me saying that. maybe you make it click here to continue. You give them a cliffhanger in the middle of the sentence. Click here to continue. Or make the brown button, you know, clickable. So now they've separated themselves out. When they come to your website, oh, we're having a family party. I'm clicking on family events. Oh, I'm having a corporate event. I'm going to click on corporate event. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So really, that was the follow-through that somebody didn't do.
Okay, somebody. Yeah. So that's that's what I would do to improve this. I don't know what your numbers are like, and I'd be surprised if you know what your numbers are like. Do you?
You mean like numbers of people who click through? No, I have no clue.
Yeah, okay. Well, you need to start keeping track somehow, because you want to know, once you start paying for advertising, you want to know that your site is worth it, you know. I'm just going to click on that. Okay, that was odd.
Yeah, that was odd, that first little. I've never seen that before.
So I'll go back.
I'm on
Rave Reviews. This is great. Teeny though, there's so
many. Oh, I know. You know, it was something I put in so fast before and the showcasing event, and those are PDFs that I had as hard copy.
Well, I'm going to recommend that you fix it now, damn it.
Okay.
But, you know, it is, I don't know how to say this without you getting lazy. It's almost worked because of all the headshots, the Johnny Depp, the Plaza Apartments, blah, 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 you know, because of all the logos. I mean, it's a March of Dimes. It almost works. And then if I want to read, I can always zoom in, you know, on it and read it. So it almost kind of works to your favor. So I don't know.
No, I mean, I know it's something that totally needs to be revamped, but I'm at that stage of like, I'm working enough that I'm too busy to get to that.
Yeah.
And all the other things I need to.
I understand.
So I just collected all the stuff I had collected when I had the crappiest crap website and sat down with, I think this was Wix or Weebly. I think it's Wix. And just started plugging it in for a few days before this event and left it up and said, I'll get to it.
All right. I love that you've got video testimonials. That's awesome. I love these slides up here. The pictures are great.
Thanks. Yeah, look at that. I didn't even do a blog, but there was my first blog post and that's it. I should just take that page down.
Or just spend two minutes. And you know, people are the weirdest breed of people on the planet nowadays. They wouldn't care if you hopped on for 2 minutes and said, I'm eating a Big Mac. I shouldn't, but I am. Have a good day. That they will read it. I don't know why, but people
like I'm one of those weirdos who read stuff. Well, if it's just about the Big Mac, but, but I this is where I guess I got into the perfection paralysis. It's like, oh, I got to put up something awesome and
Something that's going to change the world. Yeah, forget it. You ain't going to change the world. Right?
One smile at a time.
There you go. One smile at a time. That works for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, you should update that, quote unquote, should. I don't want to make you feel horrible about it.
No, it's okay. I that's why I'm in this program.
So tell me about this Mother's Day. What was the deal with that?
I was in Gary Marshall's last movie because he loved what I did because I had entertained his family on a number of occasions.
Nice.
And at his granddaughter's birthday party, he came up to me and said,
Balloon Lady, I wrote a part for you in my new movie.
Huh? And I was like, oh, that's great. La, 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 la. And then I got in the car and my head went, everything I had always wanted when I used to want to be an actor was somebody who discovers me. So I was in a movie and discovered how freaking hard it is to do movie work.
That's really cool.
So it was really cool. And it was his last film. I was looking forward to being in more of his films and then rest his soul.
Well, guess what? You just wrote your next blog post.
Ah!
Thanks to me, you just wrote it. How about that? The story behind Mother's Day. Da 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 da. That's cool.
That is cool.
That's the next blog post. I love that. Okay. You know what I'm going to say here, don't you, Susie?
Oh, God. What? Just get rid of it all or just bigger letters, smaller paragraphs?
Bigger letters, shorter paragraphs in terms of their tallness. Different font, different color, probably just black, probably. Break it up into smaller sentences, and away you go. I beat that horse to death today, right? So your next blog is going to be all about Mother's Day, because guess what? Mother's Day is coming up this weekend, too.
Oh, my God, you're so right.
what a great time.
I'll be working for 8 hours tableside at our president's national golf course in Palos Verdes. National Golf Course.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I also wanted to see case studies, and there's no case studies over here.
I know. I've got some great ones, too. Like, I'm doing Pirates of the Caribbean movie premiere this week. There's Pirates. That would be a fun case. That'll be my next blog post.
Why? Yeah, it would, absolutely. And why don't you have...
If I'm allowed to.
Why don't you have one of your kids or grandkids or whoever you got in your back pocket bring their iPhone and film you at the premiere? And just show, just take 10 seconds of that footage and throw it up as a blog post. Put video.
Oh, let me see if I'm allowed to. There's a whole bunch of NDO stuff. NDO.
Yeah.
But if someone else films it and sends it to me.
Yeah.
That's what I did something at the White House that I wasn't supposed to film, but somebody else sent me.
Nice.
So yeah, I know I have these great high profile gigs, and the I don't have the bones.
Tell the story about it, even if you don't have video. Tell the story on your blog. How I got in the White House. .. Or people are fascinated by that. They want to hear that. They want to get to know you.
I've been doing it on Facebook. I don't know why I didn't just take it and put it into here.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about this.
Copy them all and paste them in there.
Yeah.
The only other thing I would recommend is a video of you in action. Especially, well, I wouldn't put it off to do it, but I'm going to say it this way. Especially once you get these click-off tabs, whatever they're called, these buttons, under family events, have videos at family events. Under corporate events, have corporate event video. At festivals, community, etc., have it there, okay? I know it's a lot of work, but, it can be done a bite at a time. And I think it'll really bless your life.
Yeah.
All right. Was that helpful?
Yeah. You didn't tell me to rip the whole thing down. That was the first help.
No, it's not that bad.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Yeah. My pleasure. Anybody else want to give it a go? Anybody else here?
I think Renee's still there and Barry's gone.
Yeah, what's about Jeff? I think Jeff didn't.
Well, Jeff's here, right?
Oh, there's Jeff.
I do have an old site that is in the process of being completely redone. In fact, in a few minutes, I have to do a call with the new designer. But the old site is a mess. And I'm just trying to think. I've got some great ideas from a copywriting perspective while we set up this new one.
Okay.
I want to be taking all of this information to the new site, but here's the old one. Here, I'll put it in the I'll put it in the chat here. Hey, oh shoot, I sent that as a private message. Hold on one second. Here, sending. Okay. In the chat now. There you go. If that came through.
Yes.
Thank you, Ashley. Hope that was helpful for you, bud.
Yeah, this is a template website builder, so I'm moving away from that and redoing it completely on WordPress so I can, it'll allow for a lot more customization and all the bells and whistles that I know I need to add. And there aren't really a whole lot of testimonials to speak of on this, so I'm gathering all that as well. So again, this is the old placeholder site, and I'm still getting some traffic to it, so I don't want to take it down yet until the new one's done.
Okay, yeah. How are people getting to the website? Pay-per-click or?
At this point, it's still just a lot of word of mouth, and we also drive traffic from our shows. Like, so during the show, we'll have a thing that says, get free music at this, website. And so, but driving public traffic is way different than driving traffic from, you know, talent buyers and all that. So the new site's going to have, you know, a generic list building and get some free music thing. And then for talent buyers and incorporating these post-gig funnels and whatnot that Barry, you know, teaching us about, there'll be a second thing where they'll input their email address when if they want to get the press kit and all that kind of stuff, the technical specs.
Good. And I wouldn't limit your efforts to recruit these talent type buyers or talent agencies. What did you call them?
Well, there's buyers and I actually, you know, I actually work with an agency myself as an agent and a co-owner of an agency. So we mainly do a lot of our own productions, but so okay. our gigs come from a bunch of different sources from independent talent buyers, theaters, casino buyers, you know, but not a whole lot of corporate stuff. And the corporate work is mainly funneled through what they call, you know, like through like event planners and things like that. So okay. That's mainly where we get a lot of that from.
Okay. What I was going to say in regards to those people, those buyers, those prospects, mm-hmm. is don't limit your marketing efforts to just online marketing. You want them to opt in, but you also want to get their phone number and their address because you want to integrate follow-up phone calls along with direct mail and email. Okay.
Oh yeah. And I also want to, the plan is to really target, although I don't know if I want to add some sort of a zip code field into the capture form, but I do want to be able to target that because if we are promoting shows ourselves, it helps to know where our numbers are from. Because if we're going to be renting a theater out in Minnesota, I want to know that, you know, we've got some traction in, you know, in different markets. So that's also a consideration.
I would encourage you to put the zip code in as part of their mailing address capture.
Okay.
Because you want to direct mail them too, you know.
Okay. I mean,
you know, think about it. There's a lot of event planners, for example, who they've been around. If you're an event planner, you've probably been around this business for at least 15 years.
Sure.
And so they're used to getting press kits in the mail. You know, they're still used to getting stuff mailed, videotapes. Or DVDs, I guess, you know. So not all of them, but I think it's – I'll just say I think direct mail is a wide open field because every one of your competitors and their dogs are relying on their website, mm-hmm. their emails. And people are not – I've seen it in almost every – competitive niche out there, Jeff. That it's Jeff, right?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Sorry.
No worries.
I've seen it everywhere where the mail just is a wide open field.
Mm-hmm.
People are focused so much thinking the internet's the end all be all. If I could just get a stream of leads, 12 a day, even sure. just 10 a day, I'd make a fortune. Well, that's great, but guess what? Everybody's mailbox is empty now. You know, it's just a wide open opportunity for you to step into the mail. Oh, what's this? It's a brown envelope. I wonder what package. I wonder what's inside. It's got some bumps to it, you know.
Yep.
They don't open it. They have to. You can't resist, you know. Yep. So mm-hmm. long and short of it is direct mail is a huge opportunity. I don't care if you're selling stock market how-to, or football picks for the year. Sure. You know, it doesn't matter. Direct mail is a huge opportunity right sure. now.
So I guess one of my biggest questions, and this I pose this to Barry fairly often as well, and I bring this up on these group calls, is that, you know, a lot of the people here in this group, they're solo entertainers or they're duos, but I'm dealing with bands. So my price point is way higher than most, you know, than a lot of people. It's only because of a lot of the expenses involved. I mean, getting us anywhere is 5 flights, you know,
yeah.
and instrument rental. And I do, I mean, my, my basic starting point is between $8,000 and $10,000 just because to cover all of the, you know, everything. So in order for me to make a couple thousand on a gig, I got to sell it for, you know, $12,000, you know what I mean?
Sure. Just
so that's kind of where I'm at with this. So a lot of times people are looking, like, this is just one example of the bands that I work with, but if they're looking for a Beach Boys cover band, there's a million of them out there. And a lot of times they don't necessarily care about the quality. They just want something that's going to put butts in seats and they don't want to pay a lot of money for it. You know what I mean? So that's kind of been my uphill battle a little bit with this, even though, you know, we're considered one of the better ones, but we're also one of the more expensive ones too. So any thoughts on that?
You know, other than hitting it head on, I don't have any suggestions, but I think I would hit it head on, kind of like I did with Renee, or was it Renee, or is it, anyway, I would just hit it head on and I'd say, why spend the extra money, you know, why spend the extra money to get the very best Beach Boys cover band, you know, just kind of hit it head on. Maybe if not a headline, at least it's in your video or in your copy down below where it says, or maybe it's a frequently asked question. Why do you charge so much? You know, $10,000 is an awful lot, you know. Then you answer it. I'll tell you why. It's because we're the best and we have travel experience and blah, blah, blah. And just tell reason why. And they'll get nodding their head. Okay, I get it. I see why. I can see why these guys are. I mean, they are good. You know, they really are good, et cetera. But, so I would hit it head on. I really would. Yeah, you can go hire the Beach Boy cover band down the road if you want to.
Sure.
But are you really interested in having five guys whose day jobs range from janitor at the elementary school? The electrician, you know, and they do that for a living. And once every 3 months, they do a Beach Boy show. How good could they possibly be?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So I really would. I would just smack it head on. Guess what? None of your competitors are going to market like that anyway. So if you get in there and it's called preeminence, you know, you take the position. The preeminent position is, yeah, go ahead, hire these other shitheads. They don't know shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're amazing.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. When you brought that up on the other website, that was the thing that really resonated with me because I'm always grappling with that price thing. Although we're going to be in Salt Lake City on June 17th, I believe, for some big festival out there. So if you like the Beach Boys, come on out and check us out. Say hello to you, man.
Heck yeah.
I'll find a way to connect with you and let you know.
That's awesome.
What's going on. So.
Well, my email is just Brian Keith Voiles. Brian with an I. Keith, K-E-I-T-H. Voiles, V like Victor, O-I-L-E-S.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Yeah. Oh, great. Awesome. Thanks, man. Thanks.
Yeah, no worries.
Just as the site is right now, it's very basic. People, they're just coming. They want to see a 2-minute video. They want to see if you're good, you know, because they're probably, for something like this, they're already searching for a Beach Boy tribute band. They know what they're looking for. So it's already targeted. So there's not a whole lot of, you know, like, how do I sell ourselves other than just trying to look better or sound better than the last one and be cheaper than the last band they just saw.
Yeah, you're going to change that.
Well, I'm certainly not cheaper, but, you know, anyway,
awesome.
Be that as it may. So right now, it's just watch the video and, you know, sign up for the mailings for a free song.
Yeah, I love it. I you're right. They're going to come here, they're going to watch the video, see if you're any good, and then start comparing prices, guaranteed. You're right. So, look at that. That's fun. Look at you go. That really must be a good time. Do you have fun doing it?
It's fun. It's fun. I mean, the you know, it's a lot to pay attention to. Nobody ever stops singing for 90 minutes. It's crazy.
Yeah. So
it's a hard show to cast because, you know, I try to keep the cast, you know, rotating, but, you know, like it just, it's a hard show because guys have to be able to sing and play and not look too extreme and not look too old and look okay. Our guitar player, died, you know, back in August. So we, yeah. So, but you're not a real band until somebody dies. So that's kind of how it works out with us. So, yeah. So now we kind of have a revolving door. Yeah. The guitar player, and then he passed away. So, but he's the one who did the voiceover for our video.
Oh no.
But we'll have, we still use it though. It's, you know, a little
tricky. So,
yeah, but anyway, that's kind of where we're at with that. I mean, as far as the web copy, I mean, we have like the about section, and then that tells people a little bit about the show. And obviously, I know we're going to be adding more in the way of the corporate logos and all that kind of stuff from a visual aspect. I know that the copy isn't amazing, so I'm just trying to see where I can, since we're developing the new site, how much of that can I keep? How much of that should I rewrite? Just, you know, from a copywriting perspective.
Well, obviously you're going to make the font bigger and change the color now.
Yeah. I'll do that. I have very little control on this particular site because it's a template site. So it's one of the reasons why I need to switch over as well. So
now I will say I dig this font because it has that 60s vibe to it. Yeah. You know, on the homepage there were, yeah, all these are, I dig the vibe of them. They really match your message.
I just got lucky with that. That happened to be one of the fonts in that thing. So now my web designer is going to use, I think that's called it's not called Airstream. I can't remember what it's called, but there's a name for that font, and it looks a little bit like the old 1970s Beach Boy logo. So
yeah. So I'm going to throw something out on the table here.
Sure.
I think this copy's great. I do. I think it's fine. It's great to have some testimonials, have actual quotes and video. Yeah. But how do you, or do you attempt to make money with fans of the Beach Boys? In other words, when you're on stage, do these guys say, hey, go to our website, goodvibrations.com, and opt in and join our fan club, and we'll send you a free sticker, Beach Boys sticker, or a bumper sticker, or something like that?
We've been trying to figure out a way to monetize the actual fan leads. Just because, you know, like I said, we can send them some free music. And then aside from selling merch at the shows, CDs, t-shirts, that kind of stuff, I mean, there's not a whole lot that we've sent, you know, via mail or via email other than what can be transmitted electronically. But, although there are people that occasionally come through and say, hey, can we get a signed photo or can we get something? And we'll always, you know, send those out.
Okay.
So,
well, I would, maybe you don't want to be in the fulfillment business, you know, I don't know, but it just seems to me like there's a lot of money being left on the table.
Oh yeah.
Now think about this idea. This I came up with, when Bill Cosby came through Salt Lake, I went to see him and I just thought, wow, what if he had a one camera, even a tripod on camera filming tonight's show, and then at the end of it, I wouldn't have Bill say it because he's, you know, legendary.
He was, yeah.
The announcer comes on and the announcer says, hey folks, surprise, tonight's show was filmed in HD.
Mm-hmm.
DVDs are available to order at the back of the room. It's only $30, $20, $50, whatever.
Yeah.
But you have to order tonight and you have to order pay right now.
Yep. That's a great idea.
I thought, holy shnikes, Mr. Cosby, you need to meet me because you'll make $100,000 a night just on that.
Yeah.
You'll just take a little piece of it.
There are bands that I knew that used to do that, they would actually sell a recording, like an audio recording of the show, and then afterwards it would immediately be available as a download. So as people were lining up to buy the merch, they get the show they were just at. So that's cool too. And it's an immediate point of sale purchase as people are buying merchandise. So it's a total impulse buy.
And the idea behind buying a DVD, well, you can also sell, just rip the audio and sell a CD of songs. And then you're collecting the money up front.
Mm-hmm.
So you're out nothing but a video camera rental.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you wanted to get fancy, you could do a two-camera shoot, all to HD, hard drives, and hire two cameramen. Probably cost you $1,000 a show, $500 if you got college students to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so you don't have to have an inventory is what I'm saying. You just take the DVD and rip them. Every time you go through Salt Lake, time to rip a new Salt Lake DVD, for tonight's show. I just think it's a freaking gold mine.
Yeah. Agree completely. I agree.
There's a freaking multi-million dollar idea for you, Jeff.
Cool. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I really think it's powerful.
Awesome. I just told my wife, I walked out on a webinar for the first time in my life, and I said, I have to walk out there and see if I have to turn it off. And I come back and you guys are talking. When I got closer to my office, I heard voices. I was like, no way.
So. Yeah, you can't shut me up, I guess.
You guys are amazing, yeah.
Jeff, that's a freaking... You could do that with all your bands, actually. I mean, all the talent you have on the roster.
Sure.
You know? I mean, it's at least $100,000 idea. I mean, come on. And you can sell... Think about how exclusive they get to feel. This is my show. This is the show that I watched.
Exactly.
You know? And they might even be on the film, you know? Who knows? Their audience.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
You could charge $50 for that. But, I probably wouldn't. But you could charge $50 for that.
Sure, sure. No, that's an excellent idea. I always tend to, to buy the concert DVDs or the films for the shows that I've actually been in attendance for. Can't see myself in a sea of 600,000 people, but there you go.
Good memory.
But it's still cool to relive the moment. But so from copywriting, just strictly speaking, this about the show page, is that, because it's not centered towards the client. It's very much about, I don't know.
And that's why it's not as important. The copywriting is really, honestly, not that important.
Okay.
Not really selling per se. It's just giving you credentials and credibility.
Mm.
But here's a tip for you, Jeff, and everyone: read the copy out loud.
Oh yeah.
Not under your breath, but literally, like I'm speaking now. And anytime there's a hiccup, don't skip over it. Don't start reading the sentence again. Anytime there's a hiccup, that is calling for a rewrite.
Okay.
Very, very powerful. I still do it. People pay me $30,000-$40,000 to write copy, and I sound like an idiot. I'm here reading my own copy out loud to myself, But most people are too lazy to do it, to be honest. But that's the one thing every single business owner out there, whoever writes copy, could do to increase the impact of their copy instantly by themselves.
Gotcha. So. Perfect. Great.
Brian, you're amazing. I'm looking at the list of people still on here. Everyone's gone. I imagine your catheter needs changing.
No.
You're so awesome. Man, I just thank you so much for the time. It's so cool. And you were able to bring up a page on here. I didn't even know if you'd be able to change pages. I was on this other call thinking, oh my God, they're stuck on Suzanne's thing.
Yeah, I just
I know, I was worried about that.
Yeah. I just typed it in. There it nice. Went.
So good, man. Well, good.
Anybody have any questions?
Yeah.
Copy related or not copy related? I don't care. Business related, non-business.
I have a question, definitely. You always say we should be not so generic that you can interchange the names. So I think you told me already a little bit what I should do. And maybe you can dive a little bit deeper in that topic. Because you say always, I've heard it also in the module we got from Barry, where you were talking to another group, and it came up very often. And also it came up with me at my webpage. And I need to know a little bit more what you would like to see. And not just to say, okay, I can interchange the name, but what actually you want to see that you think, maybe with some examples.
Yeah, that's unfortunately not a very easy thing to answer. I think, who's asking the question?
Oh, that was Renee.
Renee.
Okay, I thought so. So with you, what you're really talking about here, and I believe Barry talks about the unique selling proposition, right?
Yeah, we dug into that a bit, yeah.
So you've been over that. So really, if you ask me, based on our discovery today with you, Renee, your unique selling proposition is, hey, bitch, if you can't afford it, click away, you know? I'm being facetious, you know.
Yeah.
But really, your unique selling proposition is, hey, I only work for certain people, dude. And if you can't scratch a check for $10,000, sorry, next.
Yeah, you know that. I mean, that's a great example. And I know when Brian's, you know, writing a 5-6-7-figure copywriting for people, that's the stuff you spend, you know, eons going into. You've told me about your process. It's insane. I mean, you sacrifice part of your life for it. But yeah, I mean, even something like that, what you're saying to Renee, that's something you couldn't pop my name into. It's something you couldn't pop Alan Rich's name into, you know, when you looked at his website. You're not popping another name into that.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Somebody else can't say, I'm the most expensive magician in Europe. And there's a reason, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah. That help, Renee?
Does help. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I wish I had a better answer for you, but you know, I've actually struggled. There's a chapter in my book on the unique selling proposition, and I look at it now and I laugh because that was my understanding of it in 1994. Well, here we are. What, 20, 30 years later, and I've just learned so much, and how I go about it is so thorough and procedured now. But I'm still wrapping my head around the whole concept. So it can be hard. It takes a lot of digging, and you really need to get to know your competitor. And I don't mean just other magicians either. Who else competes for that dollar? Who else is competing? Well, the caterers competing for that dollar, you know, the hotel space they have to rent. You see what I'm saying? And look at their positioning. What's their positioning like? And and you can come in and fill a hole. I'm not recommending you do this, Renee, because I really think this is a great USP for you.
Oh, yeah.
I really think it is. But yeah, for everybody else, you can look at the competition. You can see these little holes. Well, is anybody offering 100% money back guarantee? No, nobody does. So I'm going to fill that hole, you know. And then, unfortunately, your competitors come in and say, well, we have a guarantee too. Then you got to shift, you know. You got to mature with the marketplace. So, but coming up with a USP can really be a difficult thing to do. But it's worthwhile. I'll tell you two quick stories about how worthwhile it is for you. Domino's Pizza. They were struggling for years. Never went anywhere. Maybe had two or three stores, this, that, the other thing. And when they came up with piping hot, fresh pizza delivered to your door in 30 minutes or less, boom. See, that's a unique selling proposition that your prospect can wrap their brain around and instantly get it.
And then, that's a really good point.
Another one was back when I was doing magic for a living. I was performing children's birthday parties and that whole family venue. And I was just Brian the magician. And then one day I went over to my cousin's house, and I was making, just for fun, I was making balloon animals. She had a couple of nieces there. And then a couple more came running from around the block. And pretty soon before you know it, I had a dozen kids. I was making balloons for them. And then about half hour into it, my cousin kind of stood up and said, "You guys having fun? You guys like Uncle Brian, don't you?" "Yeah, we love Uncle Brian." And it just went, bam. There, I'm Uncle Brian.
Ah!
Yeah. That's who I took on to be the exaggerated me to do these kids shows. I'm Uncle Brian now. So, and as soon as I did that, I was separated out from every other magician. No, he's not a magician. He's Uncle Brian. And he does magic tricks and he makes me laugh till I pee my pants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, awesome. So yeah. That became... my moniker, you know, sort of my USP was, he's Uncle Brian, and he makes us laugh till we pee our pants, you know.
And he doesn't clean us up, yeah. That's good, man. I love that. You drinking water in there, Brian?
Yeah, tons of water.
Good, man, good. That's a good amount for a pre-noon drinking. Good, man. Hey, anyone else? David had a question, too, he wanted to bring up.
Let me awesome.
Unmute, man. I'll unmute you. Go ahead.
Hey, is it possible to provide a few links to some websites that you've written copy for?
Yeah, I don't know if any of them would really serve you, but let me see what I can find here.
We can put it. You can put it in the group too, so we don't.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of. Oh, I'm on Barry's computer. So I'm not going to be able to.
That's the problem. I have different bookmarks than you. probably radically different, but yeah.
But just so that way, maybe we could read through and
yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think get an idea of what sort of an example of what you've been talking about too.
I forget who introduced us, but somehow I was reading about copywriting and great copywriting. And then I saw this one little mention that this guy likes magic too. And I was like, oh, here, let me stop sharing your computer. I think that's the problem.
Oh, okay.
I think you can't get to your computer.
Right. So you were saying...
Yeah, I think... Let me stop remote control. I think now you're on your own computer. Yeah, I was reading somewhere that you liked magic, and I think I just reached out to you sometime, and we had this great talk, but you know, I was reading all these names of the biggest marketers. You know, people Jeff knows for sure. I mean, Frank Kern and... yeah, I'm just blanking, but your name was associated with all these big internet marketing guys and writing copy for these guys who I was like, oof. But I saw the one little mention of magic in there, and I think I just reached out and said, hey, you want to talk to some magicians? That was pretty cool that we connected that way.
Yeah, yeah, Brian, do you have any, like, you know, copywriters that you learned from? Because I mean, I remember I took a course called the Copywriters Guild years ago with this guy, Ben Settle, who's a copywriter.
Ben's
brilliant.
I still have that course. You know, it was great stuff. It was a while ago, but.
You know, he's kind of closed shop. But if you can dig around and find some of Clayton Makepeace's study courses,
yep.
they're really good. And then I'm actually surprised. I've been rereading. Here it is. I've been rereading. Can you guys see this?
Yeah, with it. Oh, here. Let me.
There we go.
Well, let me stop the share. Sorry about that. I'll make it nice and big.
Accelerated program for six-figure copywriting.
Yeah.
Who did that one?
Well, it's ghostwritten, but it's put out by AWAI, American Writers and Artists, Inc. And you can go to awaionline.com. But it's
B12 Marketplace. I'm on Clay Mace's site, right? He has a link for that.
What I recommend from Clayton is the Ultimate Desktop Copy Coach.
Okay.
And the Quick Start Copywriting System.
Copywriting system.
Cool. I'll put that in the chat here too.
Yeah, he's really brilliant. But this has been amazing. I'm surprised. I mean, it's for beginners. But as I worked through it again, I was reminded of so many great things. It's a really good book. And I have a book out too. It's called Advertising Magic. But I'll just, if you guys will promise to not share it, I'll send a PDF of it to Barry.
Dang.
And, wow, awesome.
Jeez, man.
A copy of it. It's a $300 very course.
Cool. Thank you. You're getting the cross-Atlantic hand praise there from thank
you. Yeah, it's meant for guys in your shoes. It's meant for business owners who want to write their own copy. That's who it's meant for. And it's not meant to turn you into a copywriter per se. It's meant to make you good at writing copy for your own business.
Mm.
So, yes. That's awesome, man. Yeah. Dang, thank you. Well, good, you guys. Man, dude, you're 3 hours, Brian. I don't even know what to tell you, except I want to come to Salt Lake City and thank you. So thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you very much, Brian. And when I'm in Salt Lake City, if you're there in June, man, I owe you a beer. Definitely. Awesome. Or a few beers.
Sweet. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm glad I could be here with you guys. I always enjoy helping Barry and
getting
great minds like you guys.
You want to do a song on your guitar before you leave, or are you good?
I'm good. Okay. Can you do me a favor, Barry, and email me a list of all the websites that I reviewed?
You bet. I got them all on the screen, yeah.
I'd like that. It'll be fun to watch them evolve and grow and change.
Oh, a little pressure for you guys to do something.
That's awesome.
Yeah, if you'll do it, I'll look at them again for you. I'm happy to do it. So,
good time in life.
Brian, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure, Renee. Thank you. Cool.
Thank you so much, man. Bye, everybody.
Thank you, man.
Bonus Friday. That was really fun. Talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. Brian. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye, guys.